You're listening to the Brewing Network.
Northern Brewer is the proud sponsor of the Brewing Network's Jameel Show. They have the widest selection of domestic and imported malts and grain, hops from all over the world, and a full line of liquid and dry yeast. No matter what style of beer you're brewing, Northern Brewer has the ingredients you need, plus fast shipping and expert staff to help you make the best beer possible. Please visit northernbrewer.com for all things homebrew. Network is proud to present Beer Radio that turns ordinary homebrew into award-winning beer. The Jameel Show. And now, your hosts, Jameel Zainasheff and John Plisse.
Hey, howdy, hey!
Hey, my howdy, hey!
And I must say, holy fucking shit.
Holy son of a bitch asshole.
No,
oh, sorry.
Please. I think this is
our last show.
Not appropriate for everybody. And loose a little bit. But
okay, sorry.
It's been 3 years.
That's gone
by. 3 years ago, January 1st or January 2nd, that we started this
Imperial Stout.
Yeah. if you do what I did, I went back and I was kind of like, playing little clips of various things, like the first intro, good morning, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jameel.
My sweaty balls.
What do you like about your sweaty balls?
So here we are in NPR.
Yeah. How do you make sweaty balls?
I started going through it. I was like, oh my God, how far we've gone over the past 3 years. And I think I've grown. I think you've grown.
Absolutely.
I can tell by the bulge in your pants. You've gotten much larger.
Yeah, I've been exercising.
the vacuum assist. Penis enlarger has really worked for you. Ron Popeil. Yeah.
Copious
really
amounts of vagina.
I think what you did was move from 8 a.m. on a Monday morning to 7.
Well, that's
7.
True, too.
That's true. We did. I forgot we even did that.
That changed a lot.
What was wrong with us?
We started. I'm like, good morning, my brewing brothers and sisters, too.
Yeah.
Good evening, my brewing brothers and sisters, too. Hey, howdy, hey.
Yeah. Hi, this is NPR.
Oh my God!
Man, I was spun on lattes that first year.
Well, when we first conceived this idea,
conceived. I like that word.
Dang it. I do not laugh as much in my daily life as I do when I come here. And
I'm weird. I'll tell you that. I'm really weird. Not many people get me.
You are awesome. I love you, my brother. And other people I love, the folks in Australia, great people, a number of people there, they actually seem to pay attention to how we were as people, not just
what
we could give them,
right,
but kind of being a part of what we were doing,
right,
and they had a lot of a lot of insight into. Actually, it would be as if they knew us and then we're here in the studio.
Yeah, they're just
and they're like,
this
hey, yeah. You know, this, that, the other thing. They actually had insights that were 100% true that I didn't realize until they said it. I'm like, you're totally right.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
It's cool.
And again, like those folks, especially in Australia, and not necessarily elsewhere, but especially in Australia, we're our friends for the past 3 years.
Right.
I thought it was very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And very generous and kind and, tuned in to what we were doing. And what we're doing, I think, over the past 3 years, at least for me, we've been having fun.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here with a good friend.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And,
get to know each other more through the show too. I think.
Yeah. Well, I think we kind of knew each other a little bit before then. Yeah. reckon JP has to be here.
Get JP in the studio.
He's
the fan.
He's ball tweaking right here.
Yeah, he is. He does have a black dildo over there. So
fingering the A right there.
There you go.
No, but I think we've really come to know each other a little bit better, and I tell you, I really treasured coming here.
Yeah.
And being here on the show with you.
I think it's just so hard to say goodbye. It really is. It's just so hard.
It's a musical selection that Justin's desperately trying to pull up at the last moment. Yeah, this is flowing like
goodbye.
Like shit from a goose here.
No, but how do I say goodbye? That's right.
I'll tell you the game music I thought of to play on this show, but I didn't.
The good times that made us laugh.
Oh my God, I haven't heard this song.
This is bringing back.
Since
all right,
Mike.
We got to let it ride.
Last week at the bar,
we took the
gay disco.
I come before tomorrow.
Everybody clap. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, Jamil. Come on. The next verse is yours.
I'm not getting into it until you rub my nipples.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. All right, so back to ciders.
Being insiders. Yes.
That's funny.
No, that's JP's joke.
Oh, yeah.
The number insider is great.
Yeah. So the last 3 years, yes, we've definitely had quite an experience doing these styles.
It has been. Yeah. It's been a great experience. I'll tell you, this show will be crap.
And if we didn't have Justin, he produced it.
It would have been better.
Burn!
No, he gave me crap on the last show. He's supposed to be giving me kudos on this show.
It's good for you.
So
I played Dickhead by Jimmy Buffett at the break, too.
Yeah, right.
It was symbolic.
So there. So there, you lanky bastard.
Let it out. Breathe. Right. Talk to me.
No.
Okay.
So I don't know where the hell I am. But
nowhere. That's all that matters.
No, this show's going to be crap. And if you're interested in insider information, we'll give you what we have right now, but our guest didn't bother to respond.
Well, that means we get to slack off.
Right. We're slacking off every show. No, if you want a really good show, listen to the Mead Show, which was previous to this one with Ken Tram. It was excellent. This show, we're 6 pints into Chad's spectacular brown ale.
Yeah, I'm feeling it, I'll tell you that.
McChad's brown ale is the best brown ale I think I've had in a long time. 6 pints into it. Tasty's brown ales. It's all right.
It's the filtration now. It's the filtration.
Chad's brown ale. Now that's kicking.
Yeah,
that's kicking.
We got McChad now.
Right.
McChad.
Yeah, we don't need Tasty.
There's no more McDo's McChad.
So, we're going to do ciders, and I'm going to give you what information I have. I've won a couple of medals in the second rounds of the Nationals in ciders.
That was all you won last year, right?
No, actually, it was Meads and ciders in the Nationals. I think I've only won one.
Cider.
Was it cider last year?
Yeah.
So I've won two medals in the second round of the Nationals in ciders. And I will give you what information I have on that, and that'll suck. Okay? And then we're going to start dicking around some more,
and
that'll be the whole show.
Nothing.
Now, if you want to hang out and listen to us screw around, that's fine. If you want a real cider show and cider is really, truly important to you, go ahead and email me, Jamel@thebrewingnetwork.com or Jamel@MrMalty.com.
Or John P. at Love Strong.
Yeah. John P. Yeah. Love Strong doesn't exist yet, but yeah,
apparently,
we should.
Apparently, it does.
Somebody,
John's already.
somebody will now nab it like BrewStrong.com and all that, where they fucked us over, sons of bitches, trying to profit off of our creativity.
That's funny.
Yeah. That screw it. Did this last show, I can say a goddamn thing I want.
Did I buy that one?
Yeah.
John, meanwhile, he's hoarding everything. Every time Jamil says something good, John goes home and buys that.com.
Yeah. Probably. Son of a bitch.
I will tell you this. I actually thought about, I was about 5 minutes away from buying brewingclassicstyles.com.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I was.
And you see what I had to put up with here?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just talent. I'm raw talent. And I'm innocent in the ways of the world of all this high quality production and the big city. You know, I come from a little town called Elk Grove. I come down to Pajaco where, you know,
it's
things
town,
are freaking going on and I'm taken advantage of. And, you know, they ply me with really high quality beer. You know, that's where they get Chad here. And, you know, oh, you want another pint? Sure, no problem. You know, I'm like 6, 8, 10 pints into it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, God knows what I'm signing away.
Yeah, your life.
So anyways, we'll talk about cider.
Size, sure.
Being in cider for at least a few minutes, and then God knows what will happen. And we'll try, but don't expect a whole lot. Because it's our last show. But I promise you this, because any show that we really sucked on in the past 3 years, I'll tell you this. I guarantee you, any show that was crap
it was
in the last
fault.
3 years,
yeah.
It's John's fault,
yeah,
for one. And then what we'll do is, if it's really that bad, you let me know. Don't let these other people know, because they don't give a crap. I actually care about this show. Join MrMalty.com, and I will listen to it. If it's crap, we'll go ahead and redo it for you, and we'll do it redo it right. So, cider, if you actually care about cider,
if you actually, you never know.
We'll
you
find the proper professional guests, and we'll do it right, like we did the Mead Show. I think Mead Show, it's locked in.
Oh yeah.
Don't say shit about the Mead Show, because
no,
that's
done.
That was
that's sealed.
That's high quality.
Yeah, don't even
that's
step
good
it.
Stuff.
Don't even step it.
Right. And so if you're gonna like pull some bullshit on us,
yeah.
Sorry, we're not gonna redo shows because
exactly.
of bullshit.
Yeah, you can fuck off.
Right. But if you're right and we'll
just
admit
right.
it, then we'll go ahead and redo it. But
right.
you know,
right.
chances of that are slim to the size of John's nuts, which are
yeah.
Right, take a break or something. Goddamn
it! Take a break.
What the hell's the matter with you on the board there, monkey?
We got
Where's
more songs
button?
Coming for you. Rock with you.
Button.
Okay, so my double IPA has an ABV of 7.5 and a clarity of brilliant. So that's a +8. I pour it.
Sorry. Looks like she found it unpalatable.
Ha!
Shut up, Doug.
My creek gets a +10 versus girls because it's a fruit beer.
You can't open the bottle, and she walks over to the guy with a Pinot Grigio.
This sucks.
Ugh, I hate it when Greg's the brewmaster.
What's this? Non-Alcoholics Anonymous?
Dude, get out of here. We're in the middle of a brew session.
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah. I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore. I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Have you ever been called upon to explain why it's named India Pale Ale? Do you burp Y Yeast 3522 and Crap Cascade? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has all your beer nerd needs, ingredients, equipment, and knowledge 24 hours a day at northernbrewer.com. Plus, fast, cheap shipping, only $7.99 for the contiguous USA. And check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the Tongue Splitter.
I've got dry hop stuck in my braces.
And the Bourbon Barrel Porter.
Now on tap in the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
Can tasty. Can tasty. Tasty can tasty. Tasty can tasty. Tasty 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 tasty
master and co-founder of the 21st Amendment Brewery and Restaurant in San Francisco.
Crack open a cold 21A in San Francisco. Crack 21A. Crack 21A.
IPA in cans.
Crack longer in San Francisco. Longer pressure.
Listening to the Brewing Network.
And now, back to the Jameel Show. Ah!
This is how I feel right now. Just look at me.
Like stroking your dick?
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Glory days! I tell you, you know, I think back to the very first show when you and I thought this would be called Brewing with Style.
Brewing with Style. I like that name.
I did too.
Yeah.
And then Justin's like,
Justin shut it down.
The Jameel Show.
We're going to market this by his name, ladies and gents. Market right. By his name.
Well, I think
this goes back to my point, Jameel. That together.
I think Justin was right.
Justin was right.
Yeah, famous I am now. What the hell's the matter with you?
You get 12 emails a week. The good time.
Not everybody can pull off a show named after themselves. You've got your Conan
it's
O'Brien.
A very good point.
You've Conan got O'Brien. Your Late Night with Johnny Carson.
Jay Leno.
And you've got The Jameel Show.
Yeah, there you go.
You
and he's right up there, I'll tell you that.
And I thought about it, and I thought, now, can everybody pull this off? No. But Jameel, he can pull it off.
He did. He did pull him off. Absolutely.
Well, and for the past 3 years, I've referred to it, or a past two years, 8 months, I've referred to it as the Monday Show.
But since that's not bad either, because it revolves around beer. Right.
The
so
Monday
for
show,
Monday, it's not bad.
I think the last few months, I've said the Jameel Show, which is that's a big step for me.
This music's fucking killing me right now. Can we stop this music, please? Come on.
It's your choice. That's a problem.
It was good, you know.
I had even better selections, but I held off.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's a little too gay. I don't know. It's a little... All right. So we're talking about ciders.
Okay, ciders.
And we're really going to talk about ciders because...
5 minutes.
There are a few people who have made it through the previous 15, 20 minutes of crap. And there is just cider. All right. So give us a rundown on the cider style.
Well, you've got... Okay. Let me get my notes here. Okay. Let's start with New England cider. New England ciders, well, they use New England apples, go figure. They tend to be higher in acid, and they're very, very high on the alcohol percentage, very, very high, 10+%. They tend to use some sugar, to raise the alcohol, but no, you don't actually sweeten up with more apples. You use sugar. Maybe aged in oak, too. They'll actually recycle old oak barrels from...
Oak aging.
And that's for our friends in Australia. So, yes, this is actually oak-aged in old whiskey or rum barrels. So there you go. They range from 7 to 13%. Fruit ciders, they're actually a blend of pear and apples. Not highly carbonated. They taste like cider, which is a good thing, too. And they can actually have more tannin depending on the fruit that you use when you blend it because it depends on the fruit and the skins from that fruit.
And the tannin gives it kind of a dry tartness. As well, kind of puckering on the sides of the tongue.
Right.
So, and kind of balances out some of the residual sweetness.
Okay.
God, six pints Beers. Of the
I'll get you going in about 2 minutes
American
here.
Brown, and I'm slurring my speech.
Hey, Jay, can we cue that next song there? Okay. Apple wine, definitely higher in alcohol percentage. Very dry. They're similar to common ciders. They should be clear. And
They use sugar too as well to sweeten. You don't want to use additional fruit or more apples or apple cider. That's high in residual sugar. You definitely use sugar to raise it up. And other specialty cider and Perry's, it's a blend of everything. So you can take something of, you know, your apple wine or your fruit cider or New England cider and blend them to make a other specialty cider Perry. As long as it ranges 5 to 12% alcohol, anywhere along the lines from there, and then you have cider. And I think the trick is making a very balanced cider because they tend to be too harsh or acidic and kind of too tannicky, I think. Not enough sweetness coming across. So I would like to raise a toast to the Brewing Network. Chad, McDowell, JP.
That was a great coverage of cider.
I'm so thankful
Justin
you
Crossley.
Guys are not paying for this goddamn show.
And Jamil.
That's all I got to say.
To a fun 3 years.
If you're donating, that's fine. If you're actually like downloading, paying $5.95 for this pile of crap, great programming. Yeah, thank you, JP. Well, and here's one thing I want to point out is JP and Tasty McDowell and Sleepy McChad. Three great brewers have decided to grace us in the studio here. They came out for our last show. It's really, really very kind of you guys, and we really appreciate it.
It's nice of you.
You know, we're pretty sentimental about this. We put a lot of, John and I put a lot of, well, not Justin, but John and I put a lot of frickin' effort into this over 3 years.
I wish it showed.
Yeah.
I wish it showed more, Jamil.
Oh, well,
did I get the fly?
No, you hit me in the face, so.
No,
what's wrong with you?
I got the microphone cord.
I can't believe you just...
Hey, have another beer.
I can't believe you just hit John.
Where'd my fly swatter go?
John just got the smack down from Jamil.
He's all smack.
Yeah, and that wasn't his hand, if you know what I mean.
Say bye to that fly.
Hey.
Goodbye. Look out.
You
guys did cider already, huh?
That was it.
Cider. So what I know about cider.
That's about how long John lasts in cider.
Johnny Carson with Ed McMahon, you know. I think JP could have replaced Ed McMahon. You know, drunk, half-ass humor. Ho! You know?
Hey.
Ho. You know, bankrupt, losing his house. JP, right there. I think he's in there. He could have, you know, in another era, he could have been Johnny Carson's sidekick. Right now, he's like...
That would have been funny.
Justin's bitch boy. But, you know...
That's even funnier.
One way... Other, you know, he's in there. He's in the media.
He's my bitch boy too. So.
All right. So cider. What I know about cider. All right. So I've won two medals in the second round of the Nationals. I think they're both third places. So I don't know. I don't really know a whole lot about ciders. That you know. But I'll tell you this. There's a lot of frickin' people who had never won even a bronze medal in the second round with ciders, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying here?
Oh, I know it.
That's pretty goddamn tough, especially when they were all judged on the East Coast and not locally. You had to send them all to the East Coast, and they had their own vision of ciders, and you'd have a half-assed chance. All right, so what I discovered was they got their own version of ciders, but... The kits, the current state of ciders in the world is so pathetic that if you buy a cider kit and just follow the instructions, that'll get you, and do a good job of it, that'll get you a medal in the second round.
Wow. So you're saying what you buy here in the States or anywhere is not even near what you can make it at home?
Most of the time, no. It's crap. I'm sorry. A lot of the commercial ciders... Some of them are better than others. Some of them are real crap that some of the commercial cideries are selling. Just because it's commercial doesn't necessarily mean it's not crap. There are some of the commercial, frickin' fantastic. All right, so I think the cider market right now, like the mead market, I think Ken was kind of alluding to, I wouldn't put words in Ken's mouth, but I'll put in my own mouth, is that the mead and the cider market is like the early days of the craft brew market. Like right now, craft brew market, if you're brewing crap, it's pretty hard to stay in business.
Right.
Early on,
people know,
just the fact there was craft brew kind of kept you going. Right now, just the fact that it's mead or cider keeps you going. But there's, the people who know what they're doing, the players who are coming on, they're making good mead, good cider, and they're going to drop the other people in the dirt. All right, those people who are making crap and selling it commercially are going to be in the shithole.
Great.
Hey, it's the last show. I can say whatever I damn well please. Everybody's quiet here going, oh, my God, how many sponsors have we lost? Let's call it like we see it. Let's not endorse anything we don't really think is good. And there are cider makers who are not making good ciders, but they're selling it because it's cider. And there are cider makers making great stuff, and they're not getting the recognition they deserve. All right, so it's the same thing in homebrew.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people who really know what they're doing. There's some people knowing like a middling amount. I would put myself in the lower part of that category. And there are people who don't know squat, and they're not placing at all. Okay, so I'm like at the bottom. I'm a bottom feeder in this category.
Right.
And just making, doing a decent job with a cider kit, any cider kit you get. One of the things I find is the larger the volume of liquid in the cider kit, the better it turns out. The more concentrated it is, the worse it turns out. So go with one with the larger liquid volume.
That's a good tip.
I can't even remember the name of it anymore.
Vintners?
Yeah, something from Canada. From Canada made a good cider.
I think like Brewcraft sells those.
Yeah. All right, so go with the one with the largest liquid volume. All right, follow the instructions to the T,
mm-hmm.
and then adjust with tannins or acid as needed.
And they should already come in the kit.
Yeah,
so
comes with everything you need.
Step by step.
Just follow
the
instructions.
You can read, you can make cider.
I tell you, and follow the instructions explicitly, and be very careful in your sanitation and your temperatures and all that.
Fermentation.
Turns out great. And the great thing about cider is you bottle that stuff up, last you for years. I mean, you can enter that for years and years and years. I've been entering the same cider for years, still in places. It doesn't matter how many freaking years I enter it. Damn thing still wins medals.
Yeah,
I don't have to do anything.
One per year.
Yeah, there you go. Tink,
there you
tink,
go.
Tink. Okay, medal. Tink,
medal.
Tink, tink. Oh, medal.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's how it is.
All right. The other thing I have done... I think McDowell's going to like...
Fall over?
Crab himself a tree here. All right. So
please don't do that, McDowell.
The other thing I've done is gone up to Apple Hill. Living in the Sacramento region, there's a place called Apple Hill. Just, go up in the mountains. They grow and, you go out there and they'll make ciders out of the local apples, and you can ask for blends and all that. I just take whatever, I tasted the various blends, and the one that's the most balanced with a tartness to the sweet, it doesn't taste overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I get some of that, put in like 5 gallons of that. I add some English cider yeast from either White Labs or White Labs.
White Labs. Yeah.
Or you use a wine yeast, or don't use the ale yeast because they don't have enough fruitiness. Let that thing ferment out until it's done. You can polysorbate potassium sorbate that bad boy, okay, and then add a little bit of apple juice back till it tastes
sweeten
right.
It up a little bit, okay.
And you're done.
That's it.
And that'll win you medals, too.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's a lot more to it
that
I don't
show.
Know. What I would take away from this is go back to the mead show, which is our previous show. and listen to Ken talk about, hey, look at the flash bulbs going off in here.
Listen to Ken's process.
Yes.
And apply that to this.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of similarities. And Ken even alluded to cider.
Yeah.
And if Ken wasn't on the East Coast, we'd have had him stick around for cider.
Yeah.
I think he has a lot to recommend on that. But, you know, the fermentation process with the DAP and the Fermaid K, a half teaspoon of DAP for the first 3 days, and a quarter spoon. That's the German word.
Quarter spoon.
Quarter teaspoon. Over the first 3 days, a Fermaid K.
Mm-hmm.
You know, applies equally to mean as it does to cider. You know, start with about a 1064 starting gravity on the ciders, and do the additions of nutrients and Fermaid K.
Proper hydration with the GoFerm.
Right, exactly.
You gotta have that.
And then I think you turn out quite well. And at worst, you're making a dry cider, and then potassium sorbate it. And then you add back a little bit of apple juice, and you'll sweeten it up to whatever you like. And the thing about that is it adds a lot.
Is that
taking a picture of your crotch? And it adds a lot of apple flavor as well.
Sure.
And you're very well into the range there.
Now, are you adding back like store bought apple juice that's sweeter to the fermented juice
from
your apples?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can even add the ones that have preservatives in them.
That's okay.
Right.
Because after
normally,
fermentation.
If you want to skip the going to the apple country and getting fresh apple juice, you can use treetop apple juice. You can use whatever you have. It's just based on the preservative levels. So if there's no preservatives, then you're fine.
Sorry, we had to.
If it's got a lot of preservatives, then you can't do that. That's for sweetening, but you'd have to use non-preservatives.
Okay.
If you want to ferment.
Now, there's a problem if you would ferment apples that had no preservatives, right? Because that would not be healthy fermentation. Is that correct? That's why you want to.
What? Have you been paying attention?
I have, but we're talking about you're adding
preservatives.
You don't want to ferment anything without with preservatives,
right? Right.
So
that's why you, what you just said.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking two of the 6 points.
Yes.
Okay. But there's an importance to having the actual natural ingredients in there.
Your
ingredients, and they're healthy for your yeast.
Right. But you also need a couple of things. You need some basic minerals, calcium. Yeast won't flock you without calcium.
Why did you bring that up? That was an interesting point, I thought. The importance of calcium.
I know. The previous show.
I know that.
All right, so yeast, but without, like, at least I think it's, I can't remember what the concentration is. Without a certain level of calcium, yeast will not flocculate. It won't stick together and drop out. It'll remain in suspension the whole time.
So more calcium, better clarification.
Not more, but there's a certain minimum level before they can stick together and drop.
Okay.
Okay, so you need some minerals and nutrients, and then you also need free amino nitrogen. You need phosphates. You need all that stuff. So when you're making a cider, and similar to making a need. Jesus Christ, Chad! You son of a bitch! You mother!
You
fucker!
Spectacular brewer!
What's
you!
What's the matter with you?
You make good beer.
God damn
How
it!
How could you?
Oh, you fuck me up on my last show.
Yeah, you guilty son of a.
Oh my God!
You dirty little brewer!
Look how you got me talking.
You.
It's all
dirty,
your fault.
Dirty man.
Oh,
dirty
son
dirty.
Of a.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think this show's going to make it for the Christian Network here. You better put triple the warning on this one.
Fiddlesticks.
Triple the warning on this one. I'm sorry,
Anna
folks.
Doesn't like him to curse. So.
This is just
not. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Chad's got me all, you know. Oh,
I think it's good for you.
Do you need another beer? Sure, let me take care of that.
Let me get you liquored.
Yeah. What's this, like 12%? Tastes like 3%?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Him of the good fermentation control.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, compared to the first beers he was making when we were starting this show, to what he's making now.
I agree. It's all because of the show.
He's No, it's all because of him.
No, it is.
You know, it's somebody with the brains and the focus makes really good beer.
Tasty, can you can you make the fold up couch ready for Jamila?
Yeah, I'll get the linen out.
Well, the funny thing was, before I got here, I was thinking, you know, I ought to tell my wife I may not make it home tonight.
It could happen. I hope John did the same thing, even though he's around the corner.
It's 9 freaking o'clock, and we're not even done with cider.
I told him it might be late 900.
We should be into the romantic music by now.
But I got more coming.
Anyway, I don't know what we're talking about.
Somewhere about ciders, but I think that's over with.
All right, we're done. Okay, party time. all right, so fermentation.
Yeah, we tapped in. You're talking about calcium.
Minerals.
You know, helps flocculate, clarification.
And I think another thing we take from Ken on the meat show was quality of the must. So if you're going to use canned, concentrate apple juice to make your ciders, it's going to turn out like, canned, concentrate apple juice cider.
Not fresh.
If you take, fresh apples, quality apples, you taste the blend, it tastes right, it's got a nice balance of, kind of a tartness, a crisp character, a real apple flavor, and a gentle sweetness, and a nice balance overall, it's going to make a nice cider.
Fair enough.
So I guess we're in the wrap-up mode now.
It sounds like it. So, do we got a recipe?
So that... you want to start around like 1064. There's no hops. You want to use either a English cider yeast or a wine yeast like the 1124, the Lavelin's. And you can add sugar back if you want to go with a higher gravity sugar. It's okay. You want to focus on your fermentation, your rehydration of the yeast if you're using dry yeasts, or, making an adequate starter if you're using liquid yeasts. And then, when it's done fermenting out, the thing I like to do is taste it. See how it tastes. If it needs more tannic puckering, some grape tannins you can add.
Okay.
It's powdered. You pour it in and you're done. Let it sit for a little while. It needs to absorb it, so it takes a few days.
Okay.
If it doesn't have a crispness to it, you can add some acid blend. If it doesn't have enough apple flavor, some potassium sorbate to stun any yeast that's remaining. Rack it. Potassium sorbate, then add a little apple juice. Very important, if you don't stun the yeast and get rid of the yeast, and then add the apple juice, it will ferment it and it will become overly carbonated.
Like soda pop-ish kind of? Or
explode the...
hey, it's just a fly, man. He already hit me in the face once.
Fly.
Jesus. This is awesome.
I'm surprised I didn't get that fly.
No, it's all good.
Somebody took my fly swatter. I don't know how I'm supposed to do a show without a fly swatter. The quality, the conditions I work in this studio. God damn.
It's like Africa.
It's like Africa. It's like freaking like Africa. I'm like the Ethiopian broadcaster here. What were we talking about?
I was actually going to ask you about malolactic fermentation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So wrong.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, is it important to add the sorbate K also? Does that inhibit potentially a malolactic fermentation?
Oh, yeah.
Is it not just yeast?
Everything, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's important if you're going to
It's a broad effect.
Okay.
I have a question about that, too, from the chat, if you want it already.
Sure, go for it.
All right, let's go into our chat. We're done. Let's go to the chat room.
Well, just because you're on topic, someone had asked...
we're on topic. Yeah, go ahead.
Adding potassium sorbate to kill the yeast can make bad flavors with malic fermentation is something that you have mentioned in the past, they say, Jamil. So does malic fermentation mean just the presence of malic acid? This person doesn't want to use sulfites.
Malolactic fermentation?
Mm-hmm. They had just written it as malic, but I think they were doing it for sure.
Sulfite will inhibit it, but it's not a guarantee over time it will prevent it. So you can have proper sulfite levels in your cider, but over time that sulfite will degrade because it will oxidize, and then eventually the malolactic will start in your bottle, and then you'll have carbonated cider.
Okay.
So age will definitely eventually get rid of sulfite.
My co-host, Johnny Police, the Cajun Brewcaster.
Locking it.
Down by the bayou.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
You want another question while I'm here?
Sure. Why not?
Well, this one was
get
off.
Get this damn thing over with.
This is a general yeast starter question, but it kind of fits here. Someone had asked if they could use apple juice for their yeast starters instead of regular wort.
All right, so
I don't know. Interesting question.
Good question. It depends on if you're. All right. So generally, no. Well, it depends.
Well, let me see here.
That's awesome. If you are making a beer, you definitely, absolutely, positively do not want to use cider or sugar or anything other than maltose when you're making a starter for beer. You want the yeast to be making their enzymes to convert maltose into the simpler sugars. And if you give them simple sugars, they stop, you know, they do those first and they end up not fermenting maltose. So you don't want to use anything other than maltose. Now, maltose could be created from, any grain, like rice could be converted into maltose. It depends on the enzyme. The enzyme is what determines what kind of sugar is created. So you could take rice and make maltose. You could take corn and make maltose. You could take barley and make maltose.
Okay.
You know, wheat and make maltose. But, you know, so, but when you make a beer, it's generally, you have a lot of maltose sugars. You make some maltose trios and maltose whatevers, and you make some glucose and some fructose and so you're making all this range of sugars, but the majority of it is gonna be maltose. If your yeast can't ferment maltose, then you're screwed. So you don't want to grow your yeast using something that doesn't have a lot of maltose. Now, if you're doing ciders, there's no maltose, or I imagine is very little maltose in a cider must or a mead must. So you will want to... Can you hand in a note to Tasty, not to me? What the hell? All of a sudden, I think it's time to take Jamil out. He's
no, I'm enjoying this maltose talk. Keep it going, dog.
So,
sick horse.
From cider must or apples and pears or anything like that, you're not going to have any maltose or very little. It's all simple sugars. It's okay to go ahead and grow your yeast in the simple sugars because all it needs to ferment is simple sugar, so it should be fine. You can't take that same yeast after that and ferment maltose with it. So you can't take that yeast and all of a sudden, use that as your step to making a barley wine. But, simple sugar to simple sugar, you should be fine.
Yes.
This is one of the worst shows we've ever done.
I think it's quality. I mean, there's some gems in here.
It's like finding peanuts in a turd. Yes.
No. I reached a revelation when you were talking about maltose. It made me realize that when yeast doesn't have the maltose, it's like a food for itself, and that's where it makes its energy so it can survive. So the yeast needs maltose to survive. Because it's going to let it grow and bud and make a lot more yeast and make alcohol.
I'm saving
my
songs for Love Strong.
That's right.
I tell you, all right, you got the songs for today.
There's a yeast.
I got all the songs for Love Strong. I'm locking that up. I'm telling you right now.
Like I buy
websites.
I will
provide all the audio for Love Strong.
Okay. Jamil's personal library.
You got some songs from the 70s, don't you?
I tell you, just one of my favorite CDs will take care of all of Love Strong.
Ooh. Can you forward me a copy?
Justin's been in the van with me for 15 hours. He knows.
Yeah.
Was that good, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you can say.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was in there. Tell me why.
I got a little surprise for you guys.
Wait, bring it. What's that surprise?
I got a montage.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of a break, look at everybody needs a montage. When you want to cover a time that has lapsed, but you can't cover all the information involved, you need a montage.
Now, we had 70-some-odd shows to choose from. Out of, like, 6 shows,
yeah,
this montage comes.
It's just 6 of them?
I get lazy.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Wait, hang on. I don't have it ready for you.
Back after this.
Back after this.
Back after this.
She's putting me to the test.
Freaking monkey. Back after this.
One of our biggest things coming is what we're going to announce right now. The big news is quite simple. What we've done is signed up Jameel. He's been nice enough to add a show, a bi-weekly show to our lineup. Jameel is coming to the Brewing Network permanently, along with John as his co-host, to do the Style Show coming in January 2006.
Yeah.
Welcome, my brewing brothers and sisters to the Brewing Style. I'm Jameel Santa Show.
I'm Jonathan Fleesang.
And this is the first show of our Brewing with Style Show, and we're going to be talking about how to make better beer. That's the whole purpose of this. Good morning, my brewing brothers and sisters.
Good evening, my brewing brothers and sisters.
Good evening, my brewing brothers and sisters.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Johnny P.J.
Dick Gage and Brooke Caster.
Born on the bayou.
Can do it.
I'm not stinky.
Good God, John.
I'm having fun.
But I'll tell you, once you get married, there's no sweet nectar drinking.
Nice. Perfect.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know what?
You do?
Yes. Okay.
So when I ask you, have you had a good Southern English Brown? You're supposed to say, well, yours, obviously, and, and a couple others.
Yeah. What the hell's a Munich Dunkel?
Guess that's why I'm on the air.
Oh, that's funny. You're going back to your roots.
Call me the Kunta Kinte of brewing.
All right, thank you.
Oh, God.
Biscuit?
You mean biscuity?
Biscuity.
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 Biscuit flavor.
Biscuity.
Biscuitiness.
No.
Biscuity.
The biscuitness.
It's got biscuity, toasty, nutty, malty.
And a deep fried monkey idea.
Ramen and condoms. Chocolate titties really go well with everything.
Makes you salivate while you're reading it.
It's an amber that tastes like ass.
Okay.
It's amazing what beer will do. Right. It makes us all funnier, more attractive. I hope that all the listeners, they're drinking along with us, so this doesn't sound nearly as bad.
Wow, I can't even think. I'm so fucking hungover.
Just me and my liquor. Yeah. I'll probably do my drink, get my drink on here tonight and just pass out on the floor. And here's the thing. That's the thing.
Family time.
Daddy, oh, yeah? Daddy, what's a reach around? I heard it on your show.
Right, this huge load you have to swallow.
Shag away, that's what I say.
Teabagging.
Choking the chicken. Shaking hands with Mr. Lincoln. Saluting the bishop.
Jungle sweaty sexy.
What's a dirty Sanchez?
Shit, you could pee on me.
Why did you just touch my nipples? I know it makes Justin's nipples hard.
I jacked it today, if that's the same thing.
Cool. Yeah, I wish you wouldn't grab yourself during the show. It's confusing. I used to have a dog named Stains. I used to call him Cum Stains.
Hookers and blow. So if you have a scale that is good for measuring cocaine, you're probably good for measuring hops on it.
Cleaning dead hookers out every night.
Have you ever had it in the can?
No, I have not had it in the can.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's the end. The end is near. It's gonna be just fine.
Shooting the shit for 2 hours, drinking beer and talking beer. What a wonderful experience.
Coming in January, the Brewing Network is proud to present the Beer Style Show. Hosted by the most award-winning homebrewer ever, Jameel Zana Chef.
Awesome. Wow.
Holy crap. That
my
was good.
Face hurts. Well, thank you, Push.
And that's like six
thank
shows
you, Justin,
worth.
Man.
Your
face hurts me too, John.
I know. And you have to work with me.
Wow. Oh, man, I'm all teared up.
That was good.
That was so.
I laughed hard. There, baby.
That was.
That's what we got out of 3 years of the Jameel Show.
That's what Push got.
That's the fine information available on this.
I think
broadcast.
I need a water after that dry montage.
Oh man!
Wow,
that was good, guys. You did a good job.
Wow! That's
fantastic.
There's so many funny angles in that whole fucking thing.
I felt like I shot my wad. I think I'm done.
Yeah,
Jameel. Let me ask you this. Would you play that for your wife? and and say, this is what I've been doing with my time for the last 3 years when I leave every Monday.
Yes, yes.
She's got to know that this dude is just whacked. You know? And then he's just
I think you're
six
right.
bricks short of a load, if you'll excuse the turn of the phrase.
Six maybe four or five bricks.
Are we taking calls?
Yeah.
Because they're hot now.
Right. I think you're absolutely right.
That's
and,
great.
And I'll tell you, she, you know, the fact that she's let me come down here for 3 years straight.
Yeah, that's a good wife.
She's very supportive. Mm-hmm. And, well, I'll be singing her praises on Love Strong coming in January.
She's going to be a guest.
Yeah, she would be.
I already talked to her.
There you go. All right. You know, would I play it for the kids? No. But the wife? Absolutely.
I think my wife.
All right, who do you have on the air?
I'm waiting to find out right now.
Oh, no.
Freaking phone's working?
We got Detroit Brewer on, too.
Hello.
This could be ugly.
DB.
Hey, go Sharks.
No, it's not going to be ugly.
Okay.
DB, hit it.
Hey, what's up, Jay-Z?
Hey, DB.
John, please say thank you so much for your amazing show. Won a couple of awards, got a few people drunk in the meantime. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Hey, cheers. Thank you.
All right. Call number one from Detroit, 888-401-BEER, if you guys want to call and say anything to Jameel. It's first time he's opened the phone lines, actually. Usually you don't take calls. Why is that? Why haven't you taken calls this whole 3 years?
No, we did. We started out doing it, and then people were like,
so do I fill the airlock halfway or... The other halfway.
What do you do with the airlock?
How do I sanitize a carboy?
Does the stopper go in my ass? I'm not really sure.
But the yeast says 75 on the vial. Do I ferment at 75?
So it's to keep things on track. Too many random questions.
Yes. Yeah. So we quickly learned to pass the everything through you.
Yeah.
Where...
Risky.
He's the filter.
The stupidity, you know, could still come through, but we took our chances.
I think we bring that naturally.
You could recognize the words and see if it kind of, you know, fit along with the show, and we'd go from there. All next right. caller.
Yeah, let's go to Brewhoo in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Brewhoo!
Hey!
Howdy, hey!
Hey, howdy, hey!
Indeed. How you doing, man?
Great.
Drunk.
That's a good sign.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call in and say thanks for your contributions over the past 3 years. I started brewing like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and I listened to your show leading up to my first brew, and I went all grain right away. And my first batches were shit, but
I'm glad we helped with that.
All the advice I had from you guys... You know, I've done real well, and it's made a huge difference in my brewing.
Great.
So, you know, just really appreciate it, man. Just fucking awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, and thanks for supporting Northern Brewer and helping them out. And, you know, they've been good to us and helping support this and making it worthwhile for the Brewing Network to put this on. And, you know, you guys supporting them makes it all kind of, you know, go around in the chain. So, or, you know, go around in the train. Hey, we formed a train here.
We're going around. You're the caboose.
In the caboose, yes.
Thanks, Brewhoo.
Thanks, Brewhoo. Really appreciate it.
I'm going to try to keep moving. A lot of people trying to call in. It's a single-line studio.
Single-line. The quality of the studio we have here, so... you know,
prioritize.
If you want to contribute, and you know, like, oh, you know, $2 a month. Come on, or you know,
to lovestrong.com.
Maybe we go up to two lines, and we wouldn't have this. You know, people waiting to call, and then you know, like one at a time. We could get some. You know,
hey, wait. It's only been 3 years now. What's your rush?
Yeah. 3 years, one line.
3 years,
6 years,
3 years
two lines.
Of me just sitting my ass in this stinky ass seat. You know.
All right, Jameel, I don't even know if you're ready for this. We got Bub on the line.
Yeah.
Boob's
calling in.
No.
Boob.
Hey, give me the clock.
I miss Daniela. Boob.
I do. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, brother.
It's been a while. Hey, you know what? I got to thank you for all you've done with this show. I won my first medal and my first best of show with one of your recipes.
Oh, really?
Bingo.
That was a while ago, but yeah. And, you know, it has it has helped make me a better brewer and many others, if you look at all the praise that you get out there.
Oh, it's nice of you to lie for this last show.
Yeah,
thank
he needs
you.
It.
Thank you, Boop.
But, you know, what are we gonna do, you know, without you here every other week?
What are you going to do with your Monday nights?
I don't know, rub one out. Yeah.
Have another kid.
Spend time with your family, maybe.
It's really nice of you to call, though, brother.
Well,
I appreciate
I'm really
that.
Glad you did this for the community and bite me.
That's hard to tell there, Boop. Good.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Boop.
All right, no problem.
Thanks, Boop.
888-401-BEER, if anybody... I know the lines are busy, but it's 888-401-BEER.
You ever notice he has like a...
If it's busy, just keep redialing.
Bub has like a Christian Slater kind of thing going on. You ever notice, man, where... I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Thanks, JP.
More like Ratso Rizzo.
Aren't you glad JP showed up for the final show?
I'm stoked. No.
Johnny's stoked. Johnny's like, yes, I share an office with him and now a studio.
Great of him to show up.
We're Brewing Brothers.
The aroma is so much better now that he's here.
Yeah. We kind of actually balance each other.
We're going to take one more call and then maybe take a little break.
Okay.
Just because I got to pee. So if that's all right with you.
I need
guys.
More beer.
And Jamil needs a beer.
Can we get a song?
Not liquored up enough.
We'll do a song to take us to break. We have to, right?
Right. I think we need the montage again at the end.
You're right.
That was too damn good.
That was too good.
Jamil, you got Bug Eater on the line.
Boog Eater!
Boog Eater.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, howdy, hey, Boog Eater.
Oh, I just wanted to really thank you for the great shows you've done.
Oh, thank you for listening. Being there from way back when, I remember you calling into the Sunday show. And us talking.
Yeah, I'm afraid I've called in probably way too many times.
No.
Really,
you've had
appreciate the
quality call-ins. He's a loyalist.
Yeah, I really appreciate the contributions you've made there, and I've been stealing and modifying your recipes and doing great with them, so I really appreciate the help there.
Your motherfucking recipes.
Well, and Bug Eater's a hell of a brewer, so this is one of the guys where the show kind of transcends from beginners to advanced brewers, too. So,
well, somebody willing to at least give the recipes a try and you know, give them enough respect to say, all right, now I already know what I'm doing. Let me give you enough respect to, you know, waste a batch of beer on it and see how it turns out, and maybe I can learn something from that. I really appreciate that. That's very generous of you, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, keep it up there. We'll look forward to hearing from you again on here.
Thanks, Bug Eater.
You're gonna make me all
keep
cry.
Keep drinking, Bug.
It's not forever, Bug.
This is from John Plisse to Jamil. We're going to take a little break. I'll let this take us out, and this is a personal dedication.
Johnny, I got to dance.
Plisse wants to rock with you. We'll be back on the Jamil Show. It's the final one.
Rock the night away.
The Jamil Show.
I was so scared when we started this thing. I didn't know Dick. And I'll tell you, you know, a little kudos to Justin. Not because, you know, he's such an asshat, but, you know, when we first started talking about this, I had done three appearances on the Sunday show.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And I was like, well, and yeah, you put the yeast in the starter wort.
Is this thing on?
But you were passionate
about
it, though.
You make
good beer!
And he's like, well, okay, if you guys really want to do this show. And, you know, it started out as very NPR.
Very, it was.
I
had no idea what I was supposed to do.
And neither did I. And I was like, you know, thrust in the seat here. And, you know, I think we learned very quickly and moved up. And, you know, he took a shot and turned out
stuck with
well.
It.
And I think I've learned a lot over the time. And I think, I really appreciate people bearing with us. And accepting what we had to say and all that, it's been great.
Well, we have more calls coming through to say thanks to you, too. But let me give credit where credit is due. I always like to do that. If anybody is
credit
responsible
yourself.
For...
let me pat myself on the back.
For everything, it's me. Thank you.
I knew what I was doing. And
that's the end of the Jamil Show.
The rest of you people suck.
It's all because of me.
Thank you
good
very
night.
Much.
You're signing off.
No, in all honesty, if anyone's responsible for discovering Jamil, at least in terms of the Brewing Network, and realizing that he'd be good for putting information out for us, it's John Plisse. John's the one who came to me at the beginning when him and I started the Brewing Network and said, hey, you know what? I know this guy. He's a friend of mine. It's Jamil. I see him at the studio. He's a good friend of mine. He called you his mentor, to be honest. In terms of brewing, and he said, you know, if we could get this guy to do a show with us, I'm telling you right now, it'd be a hit. And I just took John's word for it, and I think I met you twice and said, you know, let's go for it. Credit where credit's due. The discovery of the Jamil Show goes to John Plisse.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I would not have done the show.
Thanks, JP.
If it wasn't John asking. I was like, no. But yeah. John asked a couple of times. I'm like, okay. Do it for you. All right. And the first time I met you was the first show we did. And we talked about the stuff in New Orleans.
Was
yeah.
That really?
Yeah. I didn't meet you before we did a show.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
And then we did.
You mean a Sunday show that we did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came
okay.
in
I didn't
the
even
studio.
Meet you before that.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember
yeah,
you were pretty right. sold afterwards, too. You were like, okay.
Gotta have him, yeah.
I like right. him.
Then
but
I
it was John
one,
all the
and then
way.
We started talking.
Yeah. The whole thing, he just kept
Mr.
saying,
Plisse.
You know, he kept saying, Jamil's going to do a great show. He should do the show. He's the guy who discovered
so,
you.
So
in
why
sense.
Does he say such, I'm such an asshole now? I mean, you know, what the hell's going on with that? I mean, what's changed?
Well, yeah,
I
think see, 3 years.
Three
ago, I
years
know
of being with me.
It's
really yeah.
well.
This realization has changed.
It's that you know, 3 years, 15 hours in a car. You know.
Yeah.
It's long everybody
work.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
fine. Work. Fine. Throw me under the bus for the drive to Denver. You know, come on.
Two drives to
two
Denver.
Drives.
Two drives.
Yeah.
And back.
Yeah.
Oh, that was probably rough.
No, I got my
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because everyone else, you're the Pope. They're going to blow you all month long.
Thanks,
I just got to let you know. You're still,
appreciate
it. Still a jerk. No, but please say, really. So credit where credit's due. The Jamil Show idea was...
my idea.
And thanks, Jamil.
The discovery of talent was John Plisse's.
I actually will share a little moment I had with Jamil before this started. Jamil actually approached me after, I think it was your first or second session being on the studio, or in the show, I should say, on the Sunday thing, and you were like, hey, you know, what do you think
should
about this?
Should we have sex?
Yeah, well, that came second show.
Oh.
But the first show, you were just like, what do you think about, you know, a style show or something? We talk about how to brew these beers, and this is kind of thrown out there on the floor, and then we're like, huh. And then, you know, it just grew from there.
The show was born.
Show us born.
Love me.
So
tender,
I chose a little Elvis for you, Jamil.
Love me sweet.
Oh, Plisse's on his knee.
Never let me go.
Just never let me go, Jamil.
Can we just do one more show?
You have made my life.
I did find some new beer styles.
Oh, and Tasty's ready for the show to keep going.
Yeah. So
did you now?
I think I got about 6 months worth.
Wow. Outside of the BJCP.
Well, we'll get him in.
Oh.
Love me sweet.
He'll be there
sweet.
Soon.
Yeah. All my dreams go filled.
We got Pushy Jack down the line for
Pushy.
You.
Pushy.
Hey, Pushy.
Darling, Mr. Montage.
I love you. And I always will.
I'm not going to interrupt that. That's beauty. That's just
that's brown ale in action right there, but
brown something.
Jamil just laughed like a girl. You just tickled him in the right way.
I tell you, I love my Mr. Push.
There was a time where you only had one official caller in.
That was
you.
Bush. It was
me. I was the annoying
and
caller guy.
And that's what stopped us from taking callers. I'm sorry.
We never had a push timer.
You tried, but, you know, we're thinking, no, it's really not quite what we're about.
No more calls. Please stop it, Justin. I don't care who it is, especially if it's that push guy.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Seriously, that's when we stopped. I mean, I love you, and you're wonderful, but
we can't take those calls anymore.
Push is a Rod Serling thing.
We actually decided that you know, we had such short amount of time to cover the information, we should stop taking calls.
You know, love me or not, obviously, I can't formulate a question, so we'll just, I agree with you. I think
you've been fantastic. You've been such a great friend to every show here on the Brewing Network. So
about ciders.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I back sweeten a cider if I, you know?
You wait, put what? It in cider.
Yeah.
A record number.
You eject the sweetener.
and then you.
That's how you back sweeten it.
You back, yeah.
All over the back.
And age it for 9 months.
Yeah.
Then sell it on the open market.
And then if it's twins, what do you do?
You stop working on beer related stuff.
You get
take
a job.
Care of your wife. Get into the job. When she breaks her foot, you drop everything and take care of it.
That's what I did wrong. I needed to stop with the beer stuff. Oh, shit.
Good effort.
No, dude, you guys, the Jamil Show has changed the face of homebrewing competitions for real and forever, and this has been the most amazing show. Congratulations on an awesome run, guys, both of you.
You can tell, you know, how sincerely he lies. Isn't that wonderful?
I took it.
He's married.
What a great guy.
Thanks, Push.
You know, I love this guy.
He's a romantic.
He is.
Have you guys ever heard of
Killer Brewer, too?
De Proof's Imperial Saison.
If you send it to us,
are you on a different topic all of a sudden?
No, I
have you
no,
been drinking?
Exactly,
we're crying here,
exactly
Push.
It's the same topic when we discuss the sincerity of my comments and the ABV of the beer I'm drinking. Those are actually linear equations.
highly correlated.
Did you ever watch Hostel?
No, I can't.
No, he's
I can't
back to
it.
Hostel.
I couldn't do it.
Me neither.
Couldn't do it.
Jay-Z, Jizzer, I will watch Hostel the day I'm holding your hand throughout its entirety.
All right. We'll do that. I'll let you hold something else. But
the day I am palming your manhood, I will watch Hostel.
The calloused hand of a man shouldn't bother you.
You like soft like a baby's bottom.
Hey, Push.
I know your hands are soft. I felt that man loving.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Congratulations on a fantastic run, boys.
And thank you very much for your work on the montage. It was beautiful,
yes.
Brother.
Thank
you. I did very little compared to the initial effort.
Well, you captured every good moment, I think, is what
absolutely.
You did.
Thank you.
That was good. Please, don't let them lead you astray. You are the star of this show.
I appreciate it.
Look how well he can lie.
Can I get a copy of that little 3-minute blurb?
Yeah. Like,
that's how I want to remember the last 3 years, actually.
Yeah.
But we'll go back to that hand-holding thing, and you can have a copy of whatever.
Cool. I actually use lotion.
The funny thing is, out of that montage, all right, so we say biscuity like 30 times.
Biscuity.
That's like 6 shows.
Wow.
Thanks,
wow.
Pushy.
Biscuity. Wow.
Like 6 shows. And you saying, uh-huh.
Great.
Nice.
Biscuity. Wow.
6 shows.
Biscuity.
I think some of those, you got like one show.
Thanks, Pushy.
Cheers, boys.
I'm drinking too much.
So, you know, doing your own show is difficult. It's not, neither one of you had done broadcasting before. John Plisse started out on the Sunday show. So you come in here, John, you know, and all of a sudden you're on the air and you find out that people are listening and they're sending you comments.
Right.
And they're talking about what you have to say. And you know, there's you say biscuity, you say wow, they do this thing. What's that like? What's it like being on a show?
Chicken
all of a
boy.
Sudden,
that's
hot
nuts.
Where people are, you know.
No, it's chicken boy hot nuts. No, seriously.
They're come commenting
on,
back
wrong
to you
with chicken
about.
Boy. Not at all. Hang in there,
I'll
buddy.
Tell you what, it's humbling, for one,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you drop your ego, for two.
Okay.
And thirdly, it makes you appreciate how much fun you can actually have here.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's a growing experience. I mean,
and
it's really easy to take No, he asked me a question. Hold on a second.
Take it, Johnny.
It's really easy to take things.
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, it's attitude. Last goddamn show.
I got 30 seconds.
All right.
Drop it. To take things really seriously and, I don't know, take things literally. And you don't know. You don't know these people. You don't know their body language, how they look at you. You don't know what they're just fucking around with you or whatever. So you're just kind of like torn and, you know. Eventually, you just learn not to care and just go to the show.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. And I mean, if anybody can demonstrate this better than I can, it's you. It's just like you take a lot of shit, too, and you just do your fucking thing.
Just do your thing.
Right. Yeah, it's rhino skin. You just let it slide off and move on.
But they appreciate everything you do. You get that.
Hold on. All right. So
I would. Yeah, exactly. I would definitely say if they pay that much attention, and right. Jay, you've helped me with this, that they obviously care.
I don't.
So that's a good point.
And I don't want you to leave with rhino skin because I'll tell you this: the people
I do use lotion.
She leave with soft gloves.
But the people who brought this up, Chicken Boy or Biscuity or any of that stuff,
yeah,
it's from love. It's not trying to give you a hard time. I guarantee you, it's people being really kind and they're paying attention to what you're saying and they want to have fun. They want you to laugh. Mm-hmm. They want you to know that they're paying attention. I swear these people are so nice. Every listener we have is as nice as a person could be and as generous and kind as a person could be.
Absolutely.
And they all they want to do is attach with you and say, "Hey, I've paid attention and no, seriously, I paid attention to what you said and let's laugh about this."
Really?
And they just want you to, notice that they've been a part of the show. They're not trying to be mean at all. Chicken Boy, they're not trying to be mean at all. Or maybe more so that
you're a part of their life.
Yes.
There you go.
So, you know, that's all I was asking for. I wasn't asking to put you on the spot. I asked because neither one of you were broadcasters when you came in here, and I think it's interesting for the listeners to find out about what it's like to all of a sudden you're a, like it or not, you're a broadcaster. So I'm just curious.
I mean, talking about Mr. Sweaty Balls. That was me. Mr. NPR.
Did you hear that first clip at the beginning of the montage?
Right. Well, that's just what you were talking about.
It's boring. We're here for the... It was 8 a.m. on a Monday morning, but,
but
you guys
still.
You weren't quite...
I could have been better, at 8 a.m. on my morning. But I learned. I had a good friend of mine.
I like to drink more.
Yeah. I need to drink more at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. This is my lesson.
That's right.
A good friend of mine who I went and he's named in one of the recipes for American wheat in the book. And he and I, we were out to dinner, years later, after the book came out, and he goes, I listen to your shows. He says, your first show, I downloaded your first show and your last show. He's a real, real savvy kind of guy.
Yeah.
He says, there's a huge difference between the two. He goes, you start off, you're a little nervous. And he said, Kent Carlson is the guy's name. Kent's Hollow Leg is the recipe in the book. He says, in your last show, he goes, you really relaxed. You're having a lot of fun. He goes, what you know comes out so much better now that you've relaxed. Mm. And,
that's a good point. Guy doesn't
do broadcasting, but, he's listened to radio, and he goes, yeah. He says, you start out as a little rough. He says, but you really, it's good information.
There's a fear factor. Let's do the first 20 over right now.
We could.
We'll give them what they deserve, right? You're relaxed, aren't
you? There's a fear factor involved.
Pale malt.
You know what I mean? There's a fear factor with the microphone.
You're
sharing yourself with people you don't know.
Yeah.
You're trying to make sure you give information that people understand.
Let me cut you off for the manner that you understand.
Hey,
I just shook his microphone. He did.
And the difference to me, John, was that you were here, and I could look you in the eye, and you would help me through. Doing those shows. I was very scared, for at least the first half dozen shows. And having you sitting here next to me and kind of, looking at me and encouraging me and asking me the right questions.
Right.
You asked me the right questions for 3 years to make me sound smart. Really, really helped.
Thanks.
I really appreciate that. Without you, it would have been impossible. honestly, and I've told you this before. I don't know that you truly believe me.
Right.
But I couldn't have done this, you know, without you.
Right.
And I don't think you could have done this. Well, you could have done this without me, but it's all right.
Nah, I don't think so.
But I think, you know, your encouragement and your focus and being able to look you in the eye, you know, relaxed me, made me feel calm. You know, the number of times we'd look together in the eyes.
Together. Outside of the microphones.
Yes. All right. Close.
I got OJ from Florida on the phone
Florida.
For you guys.
OJ!
OJ, hey, what's happening? Hello.
From Florida.
How are you people doing over there in being land?
Great. How are you?
It is like a land over.
OJ's!
I'm pretty good. Hey, you know, I just wanted to say here that I downloaded it to all your shows.
Did I meet you in Napa's?
I'm not in Napa. I'm in Florida's.
Napa's.
Florida's.
I don't know Napa. I know Napa's.
I have a cider question for you.
In ciders?
Yes, I have a cider question. So how do you get the knives in cider?
Lots of lubrications.
I didn't know. I didn't know. That was where I went wrong. Okay, well, you know what? I got a few days before my arraignment. I'm going to hit the links. See ya.
OJ from Florida. Thank you, OJs.
OJs.
888-401-BEER. If there's any other celebrities in the house that wanted to call in, you know, 888-401-BEER. That was OJ from Napa's. If I could say to you guys real quick, you know, one thing that you probably figured out eventually, you realize now, it's not everybody can broadcast. Not everybody can speak and be clear and
including us,
including still, including the Brewing.
You won't find anybody here.
But you kind of mentioned it a little bit before, John. But everybody knows what good broadcasting is. Everybody listens to the radio. Everybody's grown up with the radio. Everybody's heard it before, so it is intimidating and it is scary. And Jamil, even you said you're a little nervous. It's kind of the difference between not everyone can do it, but everybody knows the difference between good radio and bad radio. You just hear it, and you know it right off the bat.
Is that why everyone's downloading all the other podcasts?
I don't know. You just burned yourself and us.
Yeah,
you can pick up. I mean, if you listen to other radio stations, you'll be. In 15 seconds, if I'm not entertained, I tune out.
That's
I'm
right.
Done.
That's right.
And it takes
and I'll tell you what,
time.
It's the same right here.
Yeah.
In about, I think they give you guys about a minute and a half. And if they don't either like what they're hearing entertaining-wise or have gotten a good brewing tip.
Or start getting stiffy.
They're also out of here. So kudos to you guys for as many listeners as you have and picking up.
Keeping
and
them coming.
And just getting in here and, you know, put you on the fire. And you guys did well.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah, more listeners than the Sunday Show. Got more listeners than the than. Hold on! I'm not done.
I know. I'm afraid. How far are you going to go here?
Sunday Show's
keep
got
your
more,
pants on.
Wait, Sunday Show's got more listeners than a lot of shows. All right, so we got more listeners than Zymergy has or AHA has members.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's pretty unbelievable.
We got more listeners
we don't
than
like talking about
probably
that.
BYO has members.
Yeah, isn't it obvious how much subscribers. We don't like to talk about that, Mike?
We got a lot of listeners.
Loyal
listeners. And I tell you, great people. Very friendly. Very helpful. Very focused. You going to like start something or no?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Bring it. Jesus Christ, just push the button, for God's sakes.
Quality.
3 years, you think the monkey would know how to run the board.
It's like when Jamil's angry and drunk.
As angry drunk Jamil.
It's almost as good as happy drunk Jamil, which is better.
Are we taking a break or not?
This show's better than Letterman.
You're going to start you know.
It's just better than Letterman. It's better than Leno and Letterman.
No, we've done some good stuff, Jamil.
I agree.
I'm very pleased. I think we put a lot of effort into this.
Can I just play the guitar real quick?
I've driven like a million miles to get here. To do 3 years worth of
we really jacked
your third car.
You did. Probably like 300,000 miles worth of driving.
Every year I see a new car out there.
Yeah.
He wears one out.
I think that JP had some comments for you guys. So I do have
you
to take a... I
you
do have
suck.
To take a,
oh, okay. I hate you.
Oh.
What
we
are
have
the
a special,
other comments you had?
Special guest right now on the phone.
Other than the ones you normally talk
about. Oh, before the break?
Special guest. Oh, cool. Somebody we don't know, probably. Special guest.
It's Charlie Papazian.
Bob from Poughkeepsie.
Sully's on the line. What's happening, my brother?
Ooh. Sully's here.
This is the end. The end.
talking about.
You know, I was in San Francisco, and I almost stopped by for your repeal of prohibition, at 5 o'clock.
It was great.
But I had to drive out here for the frickin' show.
You know, I was going to come out. This isn't about
2-1-A.
Indirectly. But it's about...
Oh, it's all about you.
I just want to say, actually, that you've done a phenomenal job. I've actually listened to several episodes of the show. I haven't won a goddamn medal off of them, but... It's quite enjoyable listening to you sort of recount your episodic memories and style guidelines, and I want to thank you for that.
I tell you, there's been two places I've had the 50-point beer since we started the show. Mm. One is Great Basin up in Reno, their Icky IPA, and the other was the 2-1-A in San Francisco with the... it was a red ale. I don't know the name of it, but I tell you, I
gave
four
you this information beforehand.
I had four pints, and it was awesome.
That was a 50-point beer.
Oh yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
Well, Jamil, you're too kind.
It was flawless.
Again, just remind me how I spell your last name, and I'll send you the check.
Right there, you go.
P-E-T-R-O-S.
Seriously, I have that thought at the moment, and it was just fantastic. It was a God, what's the name of the various red ales
North
you've done?
North Star Red.
No.
No?
No.
Well, I've talked about that beer several times, but I must say that you've come to the 2-1-A. Only become your friend since you've been on the radio, which is probably why I'm your friend now. Mm-hmm. But
only if I say good things do I get to be a friend of the 2-1-A.
It's always good
truths. But I've talked about the experience of the 2-1-A many times, and it's just been fantastic. And not that I get any discount or any free beer there, because, you know, woe is me that I would get a free beer at the 2-1-A.
Hey, these are trying times right now.
But I'll tell you, I've paid for them, and they've all been fantastic, and including the food. I'm kind of pissed that I don't get any free stuff, but other than that, it's been wonderful.
Sully, he's letting loose
today. Well, I'll tell you what, you come in next time, and I'll give you a couple
of
free
pints. Oh, yeah.
Couple
yeah,
of
yeah,
free
yeah.
pints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Half
free,
off.
Free pints of water, I can get every time, yes.
I think
you
said free pints in a blow.
Yeah, the oral sex is next, so what?
Forget the pints.
Yeah, it's
the pints,
a really good
Sully.
Place, damn you. I don't know what else to say. I can't say anything bad.
Anyway, just turn it back around to you, Jamil. I mean, honestly, you've come a long way. You've done a great job. I mean, you are exceptional as a brewer and as well as a brewcaster, and I just want to congratulate you on your last show. And
thank God I'm off the air now.
Maybe one day I will.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Everybody have a great night.
Thanks, Sully.
Thanks, Sully.
Take care. I love you. Bye-bye.
All right, so JP's got just a little something prepared for you guys. We're going to take a really quick break. It's the last Jamil show.
This is it?
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Please, don't say it's the truth.
Wait, hold me.
Come one
here.
More show, please.
Hold me. Hold
one,
me.
Just one.
Just hold me.
Take us to break, Jamil.
We'll be
you expected
right
more than that?
We'll be back.
I burped.
After this.
Burped. Come on.
Okay, I rolled a 15 and I get a +2 from my yeast starter.
Nope, sorry, you failed your roll. Your beer is infected.
No way.
You had to beat a 24. It's schizosaccharomyces.
This sucks. I just failed versus oxidation. Our party is fracked. Doug's the only one left and his beer is a Berliner Weiss.
What's this? A tea party?
Hey, this is a brew session, man. Get lost.
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah, I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore. I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Does your significant other know the difference between an Irish red ale and a Flanders red ale? Do you burp, strizzle, spalt, and fart Y-Yeast 2308? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has all your beer nerd needs, ingredients, equipment, and knowledge 24 hours a day at northernbrewer.com. Plus, fast, cheap shipping, only $7.99 for the contiguous USA. And check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the socially awkward Patter's Beer and the sci-fi convention. Showstopper number 8. Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
What have you gotten out of a vial of White Labs yeast?
WLP001, Cal Ale, baby!
23, Burton Ale.
008, East Coast Ale.
Cal Common, WLP810.
It's gonna be WLP400 with beer!
I got a sweet hoodie for my vial.
Huh?
White Labs, your source for great brewer's yeast, would like to invite all homebrewers to join the White Labs Customer Club. Redeem your empty vials for great White Labs merchandise and products. Free yeast, glassware, t-shirts, baseball caps, sweatshirts, polo shirts, and you won't believe what you'll get for 5,000 vials. Members also receive a newsletter packed with White Labs updates and facts, interviews with professional brewers, brew your own clone recipes, beercook.com recipes, and customer club stories. The White Labs Customer Club. Save your vials and get in the club. White Labs. It's all in the vial.
Live. Beer Radio. The Brewing Network.
The Brewcasters.
If you're just starting, don't be discouraged by all this stuff. Exactly. It's so easy.
Just throw it together.
Put some sugar and some water and some yeast in there.
Yeah.
Brewing Network.
Williams Brewing is your online resource for prompt delivery of quality home brewing supplies. Since 1979, Williams Brewing has offered the finest equipment and freshest ingredients and the best customer service in the business. Cut hours off your brewing sessions by using one of their 11 varieties of famous Williams malt extract. Their Williams German Pils is mashed with pure German Moravian two-row barley malt for a light blonde color and malty crispness you just can't get from other extracts. Or check out their unique fermenters, draft beer equipment, bottling aids, and more. They even have their own line of precision hydrometers. Go to williamsbrewing.com to browse their vast selection and enter promo code BREW at the order checkout for $5 off your next order over $50. Orders placed by 3 p.m. ship the same day. Again, go to williamsbrewing.com and enter promo code BREW at checkout for $5 off your next order. Brewing is easy the Williams way.
This is The Jameel Show.
All right, we're back.
We're talking about proper sulfite management in ciders here.
we're taking calls for people to stroke us for our last show.
Call in and say hello.
We are getting calls. If you're discouraged by the busy signal, it's just because, a lot of people calling in. It's 888-401-BEER. Just keep trying, and you'll get through. We can guarantee you're probably going to get through by the end of the program. So 888-401-BEER. Every time we get somebody on the line, you might get sent a voicemail. So just hang in there. 888-401-BEER. If you want to say anything to John, please say. And Jameel Zanishev doing their last style right here on The Jameel Show.
This is it.
Yeah.
Right, so, because this is it.
All right, we got Philly Beer Geek on the line.
I like that.
Presumably from Philadelphia. Philly.
Yo.
Hey, go Flyers.
What's happening, brother?
Nah, not much. Enjoying the last show. It is a meltdown, though.
It's a meltdown like an hour ago.
Yeah, what'd you expect?
No, I love it. Love it.
Hey, but, we appreciate you listening.
I've never used a single one of your recipes because I refuse to use other people's recipes.
Good for you, but still listen.
Huh. No, I still. But you know what? Your techniques, like not going to secondary. Like I stopped doing secondary because I was lazy, and then I heard you did that, and I felt much better about myself. And I taught a whole slew of homebrewers in my club to just ignore that, take a long primary, rack to keg, and then just finish up. It's great.
Works.
So I get sexual techniques to teach you as well, to use with the wine.
You need more.
things that may work as well, pass those along.
I use a plate chiller. How about that?
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Is that why you get so much time off, Jameel? Because you have everyone's happy at home.
Philly, I appreciate your listening and the kind comments. It's very generous of you.
Thanks, Philly.
All right.
Cheers, brother.
See ya.
There you go. A lot of people trying to call and say thanks to the Jizzer.
Not Jizzer.
Not for
that's a great name.
Not for their.
It used to be the Pope. Now it's the Jizzer. Yeah, thank you very much.
Like I said, it's the end of the program. I'm allowed to just cut loose, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm surprised he didn't want your sexual advice, though, Jamil. You're so good at the beer. But he was kind of like, yeah.
It's all the motion of the ocean. Well, doesn't matter how you're using that 2-inch penis. It really,
he did say
the size of that thing. It's the how you use it.
He did say he would never use anyone's recipe. So,
I
like his point.
Very kind.
He picked up on the process.
You know, he was looking at the process, and he's his own man as far as recipe and all that. But he still found something very valuable.
Well, that's
very kind.
The whole point of the hobby, really. I mean, homebrewing is all about doing it yourself, and you make your own flavor in your own home and share it with others. And if you have a book like Brewing Classic Styles, it's a luxury, but you don't really need it to make great beer. So.
Yes, you do. You son of a bitch. Yes, you do.
I have kids to put through college,
everybody's
John.
Everybody's listening to this goddamn show better order a copy of Brewing Classic Styles.
Yeah.
Don't listen to John. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He got his copy free. Son of a bitch. And it was even signed.
Yeah.
888-401-BEER. A question from the chat for you guys. Would Jamil ever consider a show on the GOES style? They spell it G-O-S-E. GOES style of beer.
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
Tom.
Next question.
You know who really knows, who's thought about that style for a long time is Jeff Griffith at Golden City Brewing. You and I, Justin, we visited him.
Good guy.
So it's a style with wheat and like coriander and salt. And he's probably the only commercial brewery in the U.S. that's making a goose. The various incantations that I've tried have been fantastic. So, stop by Golden City Brewing in Golden, Colorado, and tell them you heard them here. And good stuff. And he's very friendly in home brewers. I think I've had like 10 people ask me about recipes for that, and the only recipe I have is Jeff's. So I've directed them to Jeff, and I think Jeff is taking care of them and giving them the recipes. Very generous.
All right. JP has a little word for you guys. A couple things to say.
I wanted to...
bite me, you son of a bitch!
I wanted to give you
That's
guys...
what he usually says.
A couple presents that mean a lot to me.
You brought gifts?
I brought gifts.
Wow.
Yeah. They've been...
left and right?
They've been in my... Yeah, left and right. That's for later. They've been in my family for a number of years now, and I don't really have room for them. I just don't.
Turd and returd?
You're clearing out?
Yeah, I'm clearing out right now of all my precious family heirlooms. So I wanted to give them to
Ralph's
you. Here, hey, Chad, can I get you to help me out and just distribute the presents? There's only two.
It's a Trader Joe's bag of presents.
Yeah. Well, that's just the wrapping
paper.
That's
how I got it. It's just the wrapping paper.
For you folks at home.
So just give one to, and they're labeled. I mean, they're the same thing, so it doesn't matter that much, but...
I see.
That's to the jizzer.
And, Jamil, what are you receiving right now?
I'm receiving a small fake tree.
That's a real tree, please.
It's
real.
Oh, it's a living tree.
It's a living tree.
Two jizzer from JP.
These have been in your family.
It's a European tree.
Yeah,
this is
awesome, by the way. It's an import. And
Cypress de Lausanne.
Yeah, and so my great-grandfather got those back in Greece, and he fought the Turks for the right to bring them over. But they're glittery. They do have glitter, so, but I hope...
It's a Turkish thing.
Yeah, and so I wrote a little thing. Thank you. I wrote a little note.
It's kind of Cypressy.
I wrote a little note for you guys. So if I could just read,
please,
like an
please.
Open letter kind of thing.
A poem? A romantic poem?
It's getting ready.
It's kind of stinky in the bottom there.
Dear John and Jamil, thank you for the shows What for the Beer. Even though I never had done heard them before, I am sure people liked it in them. I hope this tree grows.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's gonna grow, JP.
It says this tree grows to...
I hope this tree grows.
8 to 15 feet tall.
Thank you for your time.
And I swear... I swear on my family's life, I will grow this son of a bitch to 18, 15 feet tall.
15, actually says that thing can grow to 18 feet tall?
Does it have two marks? Because that means inches.
Yeah, maybe it's 1.8. Yeah.
No, it says F-E-E-T.
Oh.
Tall.
Huh.
Oh, after holidays, transplant to larger pot or plant outdoors, best in full gift. Sun, grows 8 to 15 feet tall.
That sounds like getting a gift that's also a burden at the same time.
Yeah, especially because he just swore on his family that he would grow it.
I know.
No, I swear.
And if it dies, so do they.
No, we've got a new house, and I'm going to make sure this son of a bitch grows to 8 to 15 feet
tall.
Yeah. And when it does, I'm going to come. I'm going to bring you over to the house, and then I'm going to cut your neck and bleed you out onto the roots of this son of a bitch once it's at least 18 feet tall. I'll say, "See, it grew, you bastard!" And then I'm going to cut your throat, and you'll die right on the tree. Okay. No, I appreciate that. Thank you, brother.
I think this is a great gift. I
do
truly
too.
Appreciate this.
John, please don't wave it like it's not a wand. It has sparkles.
it would have been a lot better if you'd given this to us like 3 years ago.
No.
In hopes that our show would grow strong.
You didn't deserve it then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You didn't deserve it then.
Not you know, now it's like, you know, a 2-day-old tree that...
well, it's, you know, 2 centuries.
Yes. I got eight years to grow the son of a bitch. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You guys will do fine.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to plant this in my loyalty to you, your friendship, JP.
JP's big on friendship.
I am big on friendship.
There you go.
888-401-BEER. I know JP just missed a couple of your calls there. He's screening them as he was giving his tribute to Jamil. So
I'm missing them. I'm sorry.
If you wanted to call and go ahead and you know, just give a call back. All right. How about that cider, guys?
It's over with. All fuck
right,
it.
It's a cider, yeah.
Jamil, do you know that... I don't know if this was an error on...
Jamil, absolutely.
I'll say our part because I'm diplomatic. But do you know that on
November... Yeah,
this is
like 3 or 4 shows, yeah.
November 6, 2006, we did a standard cider show?
Yes.
Oh, so this is different cider.
Yeah, we're not covering standard.
This is like, you know, Perry or something, right?
Yeah, what's it
say?
So. I think
what's it say on the goddamn website? Scroll down. Come on.
Hang on, I gotta go to the upcoming
the last
show
thing.
Page.
Yeah, we're
specialty we're cider.
Exactly. Specialty cider. So, where are you calling? You're gonna ferment God knows what kind of crap and with some yeast, and it's gonna taste like, you know, some fruit wine, and we call it a cider. You're done.
I just think they should know that.
All right.
Thank you. An apple wine that we are covering in this current show is similar to a common cider, but it's actually higher in alcohol, ranges from 9 to 12%. So I just want to clarify that, because the common cider is like 5 to 7%.
Why, John, he's your man.
This is the
my brother, John, please say, who really pulled my bacon out of the fire so many times, you know? Because I'm not prepared. Jesus Christ. What do I care? I'm not going to pay for this shit. You know, and John, you know, he actually cared enough to, you know, focus.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here for the beer.
We got...
You
know?
If you didn't have Chad here, you wouldn't have me here. So, there you go.
Yeah. Blobber Gleeby Glooby Glooby Globby Glop from Canada calling you guys.
Bobber Gleeby!
Another country.
Canada.
I wish I had Chad.
Yeah, I wish I had Chad, too.
Another
He's looking
country.
Pretty sweet.
Okay, first things first. Can you say blobber glop?
Blobber glop.
Blobber gleeby glooba glob.
Finally, somebody who can say my name.
Blobber glop.
Blobber glop.
Hey, so thanks for the shows, guys. It was just awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah. You know, absolutely.
So, at least we can is Lot Strong going to be the new Jamil show?
Good question.
No. It's going to be the new John Please Say show.
With Jamil Zainashev as his sidekick.
I will be, my co-host Jamil will be helping me guide all of us together in this pursuit of blissful understanding of women.
That's right.
And struggle about
the thing that's going to be, the thing that's going to be different about that show is that the sidekick is really going to be the main part of the show.
The conversation. Yeah.
And that's true, because it's just like this show, the Jamil show.
Yeah.
That's different.
I think it'd be awesome.
Well, I'm ready to do it.
Another question about these trees. Did JP just give you trees?
Yeah, we got trees.
Yeah, it's
throw them in the beginning of the boil, at the end of the boil.
I think JP shoves it up his ass, but other than that, a little too big for John or I. But you know,
I'd call
JP
that the beginning
can take
of the boil.
It.
It's a cypress.
The beginning of the boil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cypress tree.
It's a cypress tree.
Coming from GP, they might be
a cypress
tree. Very woody, piney, kind of cypress type of aroma to it.
How about a dark beer then? Okay.
Kind of rough.
And if it's Greek.
The piney thing.
It'd be very, very Greek.
Yeah, Greek might be rough.
Yes. Rough and no lube.
Oh.
Thanks, Blobber.
No problem. Thanks to you for the great shows. I mean, I never entered any competitions, but I brewed a couple of your beers, Jamil, and they were great.
Hey, thanks, Blobber Glop. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us.
No problem. So I'll see you on the session at least every now and then, eh?
You will.
Yeah, who knows? Right. And Bruce Strong is out there with me and John Palmer.
Yeah, all right. That's good. Good show, too.
Thanks.
You know, someone in the chat made a good point. I gave you guys wood as a present.
It's very small wood.
Yeah. Well, that's how you plant it.
I tell you, I'm growing this thing till it's at least 8 foot tall.
Let's go.
And I'm bleeding you out on top of it.
Hallelujah. John and Jamil, that's the boys. Even Shat's rocking out.
He's my number one man for sure. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's here for the boys.
Everybody in the studio is singing this gay song. That's awesome.
Yeah, come on, JP.
Well, it's a hot chick who's singing it. Yeah, it's all right.
Who can name the singer?
Cyndi Lauper?
No. It's, what's
JP,
that?
Come on, you
She's
can name her.
She's the fucking nut job right now. What's her name?
You can name her. Come on, JP.
Something Wilson.
Don't let your boys down.
Paula Abdul. Isn't that Abdul?
No. It's
Madonna?
Denise Williams.
Denise Williams.
Yeah.
Thought it'd be Pink.
Disappointed in you guys.
Oh, everybody loves Pink.
Schumann's cleaning his guns behind you.
Everybody
guys.
Does love Pink.
Getting ready for the meltdown.
All right. Before we move on, before we run out of time and all of those things.
How can we run out of time, right?
On a show like this,
there's
right?
another show after this.
Yeah. 888-401-BEER. Get your calls in now because we're you know, might wrap things up. So 888-401-BEER.
We might wrap things up.
It's depending on how things
famous
go.
Famous last words.
Hey, I just want to say real quick, I want to thank you both for all the work that you've done. And it's also you have a little glitter on your nose there from the tree, Jamil. And
it couldn't be my nose
in the bush.
It couldn't be more appropriate for the last show to look at you and see a little glitter on your nose. And
a little glitter on your
nose. I'll party it out.
Couldn't really be more perfect.
Jamil, I thought you had a show to do. We did.
Yeah.
And it was fucking great. Oh, you went to a strip club, didn't you? No.
No. Our glitter's from JP's bush. Who's JP?
Why did he from his wood? He put glitter on his wood?
Who's JP?
Oh, well, John and I started the Brewing Network. You know, we were looking. There's a reason it's called the Brewing Network. The reason is because it's not just one show. It's not it's supposed to be about one person or one show. It's about the whole team and a bunch of different things. And
a couple of sucky shows. And then the Jamil show came along.
And then that.
And then, you know, something that really, really
helped out. Well, when police say it came up with the idea, I didn't know you. And I thought, you know, what a good idea. And, you know, he gave me a bit of your resume, which, you know, you look really good on paper. You're a lot uglier in person.
He does look good on paper.
Thanks.
So, you know, just it seemed like it'd be a good idea. But
did I say I'd do another show? I'm not sure anymore.
But really, there was this whole vision that not just that you would help people learn how to brew the styles, but that it would become kind of a BJCP study guide because you were going off of the, you know, you're really a great style brewer, and we knew that from the beginning. And I just want to say, you know, exceeded everybody's expectations, not just mine, and covering every style in depth and brewing them the way you would brew them. And then the book came out later that really was just
that
a great
was perfect
backup.
Timing.
And as a study guide, it's... I don't even think people realize yet, Jamil, that the 3 years of shows that the two of you have done together are just a fantastic backbone to everybody
about
who wants
2 years worth of good information.
In 3 years of shows, you got about 2 years of information. But you know what? If you're looking to pass to BJCP, you can not just study that paperwork, you can listen to this program. If you're looking to brew a good style of beer, you can always tune in. I have professional brewers tell me on a weekly basis that they tune into the show when they're looking to brew a new style of beer. A couple of guys had said, hey, I had never brewed a Baltic Porter before, and I wanted to for my brew pub, and the first thing I did was go and download the Jamil Show and check that out. And they listened to your recipe. So if they didn't know about a style, they never brewed it before, you just kind of gave them a place to find it, and it just a lot. And on top of all that, and the information you give in the community and that they get to give, on a personal note, it's really been a pleasure to watch you guys grow as broadcasters. It's fun for me because you came in here, like I said, we just kind of threw you under, you know, on the fire and said, go for it. You have all this information. Now go ahead and figure out how to deliver it. Like there was no coach in here. There was no training session. It was, you guys know what you're talking about. Figure out how to say it.
Yeah, it was just a microphone.
And to watch you guys grow and do a good job and figure out the cues and figure out how to each other and how to communicate and be funny and... It was really a pleasure for me.
Well, so, I remember I after you. that first show.
Thank you for producing.
I gave you a ride into San Francisco over to CBS.
That's right, yeah.
And I said, well, how do you think we did? How was that? You're like, oh, it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might do this, you might do that. And then the following 2 weeks later, how'd I do? Well, you know, a lot of ums and ahs, and you need to watch that, and... It became more brutal as the weeks passed on, but
get a little harsher.
I think we overcame that, and
I don't think I've said much to you in about a year or two,
or three.
About what else to improve?
I asked you like you know, by week three, you're like, yeah, what the fuck?
You're
who
fine.
Cares? I think you didn't care at that point.
The it's fact fucking 8 o'clock. Had, leave me alone.
You had content. That was all that mattered.
It's been a pleasure to watch you guys grow. You guys are broadcasters. It was fun to watch. So, from the BN and from the listeners who I get to interact with them in the chat every time you guys do a show and you don't, they really like it. And they have as much fun as you guys are having too. If ever you worry about your dick jokes, they're in there doing it too.
Awesome.
From the Brewing Network and the family around here and the listeners,
cool.
You guys have done such an amazing job. And think about this. It's 3 years of archives about beer styles that people will be able to download forever. It's there. You've really pushed, kind of touched on it. You've really changed the face of homebrewing in terms of giving out information. And so that's really impressive. You should pat yourselves on the back. And everybody in the homebrewing world thanks you for that.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you, a month doesn't go by that we don't get at least one person saying, you know, I won Best of Show. You know, I never won a medal before. Or I took the BJCP exam. I did really well. Or I'm in the BJCP class. I'm like leading my class because I've listened to the shows.
How amazing is that? As a broadcaster, having given that, how does that make you feel when people say, hey, thanks for that?
You know, people don't owe us anything. And if you find it useful, great. And that, you know, you took the time to listen, great. That's all you need to do. You don't owe us anything more than that. And if you find it useful, maybe pass it on to somebody else that you found it useful. They might too, and suggest that to them. And that may be all that you owe us. And the people that take the extra time to say thanks and to say they found it useful over email, I tell you, now I'm starting to get a little emotional.
It never gets old, right? I mean, people saying thanks and at least just saying that it helped, it never gets old.
Well, also, I mean, you know, because of your guys' show, people are making better beer.
Exactly.
And
that's exactly what it is. So,
amen.
You know, when you go to a homebrew conference, you're more likely to get really good beer because people know what they're doing. They talk to their friends who listen to the show. Or they listen to the show themselves. Or they're taking the BJCP exam based on the stuff that you guys have said. And I mean, and that's really, that's the paid back, right? You know, it takes probably a while for it to get back to you, but the fact that you guys are teaching people how to improve their beer, they're happier about it, and they share it with people, and that's what it's all about, man. It's about the love.
Thanks, I've got Don T. Blake from Erie, Colorado, on the line. Wants to thank you guys too. Don
T.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, brother.
Great.
What's that?
Great.
Great. You sound like you're doing pretty well, having a good time listening. Probably the second time I've got the opportunity to listen live and play around with the chat. It's been a lot of fun. Really found you guys' show when I was studying for the BJCP test, and it really did help out immensely. And it was kind of cool. One of the questions on the test was on old ales, and the podcast came out like 2 days before, so it was like perfect timing for that one. So huge thanks for that. And I've brewed probably four or five beers from the shows, and they've all turned out awesome. Can't wait for Christmas, and the book is already wrapped and upstairs, waiting for Santa Claus.
Well, thanks, Don.
He already knows really his gift.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Cheers, Don. Thanks very much, brother.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Don from Colorado. People calling in from all over. 888-401-BEER. You got a few minutes left if you got anything to say.
Even other countries.
No caller from Australia?
Haven't got any Aussies.
No,
it is morning there, isn't it?
It's 4 o'clock in the freaking afternoon. 4:20 in the afternoon. You bastards in Australia? Come on!
Yeah.
No, bastards, okay.
So you oak age not so a Jamil.
Yeah, they want to know what else you have to oak age.
12 to 16 months.
Yeah. It's okay, oak age.
This was a listener request that I'm supposed to play for you guys.
Sail on down.
Yeah,
come on.
Jamil knows it from two notes on the piano.
Christopher Cross!
This is Lionel Richie, isn't it?
The Commodores, yes, Lionel.
Oh, Commodores. Oh,
but
right.
Lionel was in, so yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Have a manly soul.
Yeah, sing it.
You struck a chord with
sing
the jizzer.
Sing it, Jamil. Come on, man.
I don't remember the lyrics.
Yeah. Got the melody, though.
Come on, sing it. Sing it, Jamil.
Time after time.
Come on, take it seriously, Jamil. Come on.
Hold on to what we got, but now you're going.
Yeah.
John's like that. John's like the extra guy in the rap group. Yeah.
About the thing. You're gonna stay low.
Never gonna worry.
I gave all my money, my time,
and my beer.
I know it's a shame.
I know it's a shame.
But I'm giving you back your name.
I'm coming back again.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Guess
for you.
I'll be on my way.
I'll be on my way.
I won't be back to stay.
Damn it, get to the chorus, Lionel. Jesus,
little bridge.
Come on, Lionel.
For a good time.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
I gotta wait through another verse. We got Beer Guide. Is that it? Is that supposed to say Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. It's not Wisconsin.
Beer Guide,
it's
from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
What's happening, Beer Guide?
Wisconsin.
I love Wisconsin.
And to John, you guys, you've made me actually change my career and what I'm doing with my life.
Sweet.
It's awesome.
I'm now a childless.
We are not legally responsible.
Yeah, we do not hold. No, I'm kidding.
It's good. And I also want to know, you guys, can you oak ice cider?
Yes, you can put oak in cider.
Yes. New England cider tends to be
a
oaked.
Big piece of oak. You'd want a large, maybe foot long, a couple inches around insider.
Hey, Jamil, just let me give a little insight on this.
Nice.
You can actually oak a New England cider. They tend to be 7 to 13% alcohol.
John, so being serious.
They tend to reuse whiskey or rum barrels for those New England ciders. So, yes, you can oak a cider.
There you go.
You know, it's even funnier with all the glitter on your face.
Thank you.
You look like a glam rocker.
I tell you, I want to be out in Wisconsin. I want to see a Packers game.
Packers.
And I'm ready. Go Pack.
Go Pack, yeah.
They suck ass this year.
That's all right. Doesn't matter. Go Pack.
Doesn't matter. You still get effed up during the goddamn games anyways.
That's right. I got to go. I'll be in Wisconsin.
So mad.
I love the people in Wisconsin.
If you ever go to Wisconsin, go to Triple Falls, Wisconsin.
Triple Falls? I've been to Madison.
Oh, okay. Go to Triple Falls, and I work at a brewery there, and you should come there.
What's the name of the brewery?
And that was the career change you made?
Yeah, Line and Kugels.
Oh, nice. Line and Kugels. Lineys.
Got to give me some Liney.
Oh, no, you guys probably get the shit that's made at Miller. They can go to hell.
We don't get Liney at all, actually. Yeah. We just heard of it.
You can send me some Lineys. I'll talk about it on the air.
I bust table at Line and Kugels. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, don't you know?
Thanks, Beer Guide.
Seriously,
hey,
I love the people
you
out there.
You guys are awesome. I love you.
I love the people out there, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Beer Guide.
The guy
from
changed
Wisconsin.
He changed his career.
Based on your show, he says.
That's a trip. Wow.
Go home with that, Jamil.
It's all for
John.
Well, it's all
tonight.
For beer.
I'll tell you this. The people out in the Midwest, the people out in Australia, some of the greatest people in the world.
What about the people in Pachego?
Yeah, right?
Fucking assholes.
What about the guys
I see him right now.
Yeah, I hope you're looking at Tasty when you say that.
He's a Clayton man.
F that guy.
What about Pacheco?
Oh, he is a Clayton guy.
You know, there's a lot of similarity between the people in Australia and the
Clayton
people in the Midwest.
Clayton is the Reseda of Pacheco, all right?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? It's just
Reseda being a Latin word for asshole?
It's
or
a fancy
what?
Suburb Sphincter? Of Los Angeles. That's all it is. That's all Clayton is. Fancy suburb of Pacheco.
Highfalutin.
Take that, Tasty.
I had that hurt, but probably well deserved.
I love my Clayton.
I can't
deny any of that.
888-401-BEER. A few more phone calls, and gonna have to let Jamil have another beer and crash on my couch.
Perfect. Look at him; he's just wiped out.
I think Shat's cooking for you too, man.
I smell food.
He's making you some barbecue.
Done. Are you really?
I love you, Shat.
Jamil,
thank
ready.
You so much, Shat. You make great beer, you cook.
All right, Dressel Brew from North Carolina is on the line. Dressel, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to another one to say thanks for doing the show. It's been great. It's been great listening to it. And got one other request. John, why don't you come on the session a little bit more often? We kind of missed you around there, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You got a little more time on your hands now. You don't have to be here Mondays.
And no more Jamil, who takes up all my time. Now maybe
you could talk about diseases of the world.
I will.
Born by avians.
I do a lot of research on diseases now.
I hope for Anna's sake, not too many researches.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I'm clear.
Don't do so much
research. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
I cut down a monument and
heated
research.
Legumes. Yes.
I will definitely try to come on more Sunday shows.
There you go.
Definitely. Thank you.
Good request, Jurassic.
And one other question, halfway on topic, what kind of yeast do you put in cider?
What kind? Where from? What region of your body?
Well, whatever yeast you're naturally growing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not scrubbing around the tip, that's the yeast you're putting in cider. Otherwise, you know, White Labs has a fine yeast to put in cider.
WLP00 Schmeg.
Schmeg, yes. Yeah. The English dry cider.
On that note, I did have another question that came through earlier. Have you ever tasted too much yeast in cider?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big fan of tasting in cider.
Yeah, so you just want to make sure that there's not too much yeast.
Yes.
Inside. Well, you know, it depends. One man's too much yeast, another man's, you know.
Just right.
Just right.
What was the quote from last time? Sniff and taste?
Yes. Sniff and taste. Thanks, Dressel.
Very good. All right.
Cheers,
take
brothers.
Care, guys.
All right. That might be about it, huh?
No, these people want it to be an epic show.
Well, it's been pretty epic, wouldn't you guys say?
Like I don't know, with nobody from Australia calling in.
John's got a fiance at home. He wants to get married later this
They're
year,
punking.
Next year.
Please, she's desperate enough to marry John.
She'll wait. Burn.
It's not going to make a difference.
888-401-BEER, maybe a couple more
She agreed
more
to
calls.
That in the first place.
Yeah, she's hooked now.
It's like,
in.
No.
I got 4 hours now.
It could be forever.
Chat, yeah. You have anything to say for yourself? Getting Jamil all fucked up on his last show?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
What was that?
I'm sorry, but I'm...
Sleepy McTasty, yes.
You just woke up.
It's Tuesday. I got to go to work.
How do you feel about the fact that on Jamil's last show here tonight, every time he wanted another beer... Even though Tasty's
you went and got it for
even though Tasty's kegs are sitting right behind him, he wanted to go out to the back patio and have your beer.
Yep.
Every show, Tasty was pissed. I could see it on his face.
Tasty brought in two.
He's gonna break your kneecaps.
Tasty brought in two.
They're not friends anymore.
You know what? All my mentors in the same room. It's great. You know, congrats, Jamil. This is great. I mean, the show. Big listener. I mean, seriously, a fan.
He is a big listener.
To this day, I mean, big fan. No, seriously. I mean,
he fills that chair, doesn't he?
I sit in the studio, I listen to your show, I'm still a big fan. I really am. So, and
well,
John,
thank you.
John always, I mean, more beer, man. A
John,
lot of love there.
Jamil,
seriously.
You know what, you're
you
the best. And John, well,
these guys do such
really, more beer, man. All right.
He's really able to lie effectively, isn't he?
That's awesome.
I'm pretty drunk with Jamil, I think. But
I think Tasty is screwed. You know, McChad, he brought me by 7-8 pints of his brown ale, which is based on Tasty's recipe, but I think it's a bit more tasty than Tasty's recipe.
Well, it is a fine brew. I will give
it's
you that.
Fine brew.
It's pretty freaking.
It's a little sweet.
I've had I'd say it's one of the best versions of that beer I've ever had.
I don't know. I think I drank more pints of that than I normally drink of the Tasty.
Well, that's because Chad would go
the
get it for
been
you.
Thrown.
It was delivered.
You had to walk across the room for my beer.
I mean, no. Normally I hand you the glass and you give me like an ounce and you go like, what the fuck are you asking for another ounce for?
And you're then, saying you know, I'm stingy with my beer?
Yes, and then
oh,
and
wait a minute,
oh,
wait a minute.
Chad here, he'll give me like a half pint, and oh, you know,
he brings the boot.
Gotcha.
Well, Steve
fills
back.
Me up, you know. But I will say, you know, the acorn hasn't fallen far from the you know, the nut hasn't fallen far from the tree there,
from
and
the schwanz.
He definitely has the database.
He's got
the recipes going.
He's
there.
Putting it on there.
Jamil.
I think the old dude is prepared to go down to the.
Yeah, he is.
You know, you're going down,
Jamil. You're in such
he's
deep
running
shit.
Past
when
me.
You get home, your face is covered in glitter. You're in.
Yeah.
How are you going to explain? I swear. No, I'm not late because I was anywhere. We had long shows tonight, sweetheart.
All I got to do is show her the bush. This is JP's bush.
Yeah. No, it was from Bush.
Yeah. We have Hoosier from Indiana on the phone. Hoosier, what's happening?
How's it going?
Brother.
Well, hey, I got to say, I don't have all that much clever stuff to say here, but fairly new brewer. Everything that I do, I obsess about. And you guys have given me way too much to think about over the past year. And I just want to say thanks very much for everything, gents. You've made my beer leaps and bounds better than anything I've ever done. So, you know, again, thanks from everybody.
Hey, wow. Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for, you know, taking the trouble to call in, and you know, very much appreciated. And yeah, I think we're very sad that this is coming into an end.
Yeah, it's
cheers, Hoosier.
3 years gone by really quickly.
Yeah.
Too quickly.
A lot of information.
We could do another three.
I'm thinking a second edition.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Love Strong. We'll just continue on.
Jamil's just ready to move on to Love Strong.
The most important thing is the bullshitting for 3 years. It has nothing to do with the brewing information.
It's Love Strong, baby.
Who else is going to call you Jamil if you're not in here doing the Jamil show?
Oh, that's right.
You know?
Jamil.
You're going to miss that. People mispronouncing your name and shit.
Missionary or doggy?
Missionary.
You could do both.
Well, you'll just have to tune in and find out what my answer is, won't
okay.
you?
Okay. Coming soon.
888-401-BEER.
I got the stories to tell you about the wild times.
He
well,
does.
Yeah.
See that?
I'm sure.
See, I will say
I
that's
know
what you
what
have
did.
To commit to, Jamil. If you're gonna do Love Strong, you have to commit to the real stories.
The other side
of you,
Jamil.
Do you doubt me?
Not just
the
brewmaster.
I'm just saying, I hope you realize that's the gold. That's
you know,
the stuff.
You know me.
As long as Shat's around with his kegs full, you'll
You're
tell
here.
The good
oh, yeah.
stories.
Yeah. But you remember in Denver, Gary Glass, we're in the RV.
Yes,
we're
I
We're talking
do.
About Catholic
oh,
girls.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do remember. It
stunned
got,
silence in the room.
Got messy. Yeah.
Come on.
That's the funny thing about Jamil, because I've said this about Jamil before. People think of him as this very
nice.
Respectful, straightforward, you know, professional man.
Reserved. Other than people listen to the show.
He can silence a crowd like nobody's business. You get him around other professionals, the Gary Glasses of the world, people who really take their job seriously, and he starts telling these stories. If you think JP's jokes bring crickets, no, Jamil's stories bring crickets.
Yeah.
If you think JP's jokes bring crickets,
is,
jump off a bridge.
I'm telling you, people are thinking about those stories years later going,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're going, he did say that, didn't he?
And then I had to put it in her eye to shut her up.
Straight hash homie from Washington's on the line. He
Light
says
him up.
He says he smells bungs.
Straight hash. Oh, sorry.
What's happening,
to straight
cash? Straight
hash, homie.
It did? Now it's just straight cash?
Yeah, I'm retired. No more cousins.
Good for you. What's happening?
I just wanted to shower the Pope with more praise. Say thanks for all the great shows.
Is it a golden shower?
But since the book came out, I've brewed 19 brews since it came out. 17 have been from the book.
Sweet.
All have been great.
That's great.
That's awesome. Nice.
Without it, I don't know. I'd still be making crap. And I only started brewing about a year and a half ago. And I just wanted to thank him for answering every email I ever mailed to him. Even if they were, you know, which post do you hook up the CO2 in or out, he answered every email.
No, they weren't that, man. They were more detailed and smarter than that.
No, this guy emails a lot. Don't worry about it.
No, no.
Jamil is good about that. He does try, at the very least, tries very hard to answer everybody's comments and questions.
Every email is answered.
Yeah.
That's impressive. The stupid ones are just like, well, you know, go read How to Brew.
But at least it's an answer.
No.
Well, I ignore them.
That's true. You asked more than that.
I figured it out here and there. But from the first 3 or 4 months I was brewing, I think I was emailing you 4 or 5 times a week, and I always got a response. So I just want to say thanks for that. And my brewing has been improving steadily, and I think it's all thanks to you guys.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring and sending the emails and brewing strong.
All right, well, hope this isn't the end of it.
Gotta get that message across.
Thanks, Stray Cash. Cheers, brother.
All right, later.
You know, all these callers calling
nice
in
calls.
Makes me want to try their beer. So
I know.
You know, all these callers calling in, they're calling for me. I don't think, one like half retard calling for you. But
I agree, but I still want to try their beer.
John is great.
Bird flu. I mean, chicken.
I like John.
Oh, come
like
on.
John.
Poor John. That's not true.
Hey, I still have my glitter bush.
This show is gimpy like Jipper over here without John, please say. Asking the questions.
I praise John every goddamn show. What more do you want me to do?
Keeping it smooth.
Smooth is the trick.
That's it. That's a John. I keep it smooth. You know? That's why he wants to rock with you.
I want to rock with you. Come on, Jamil. That's right. Bring it home, baby.
This is what we say brings to the
show.
Yeah,
that's what I bring. It's that smooth groove. 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know what I'm saying?
0006 from Louisiana is
Wheezy
on the line.
0000.
What's happening?
What's going on?
0000, brother.
0006. What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
007 Bond.
He's acting like we called him right now. What's up, man? What do you guys want? What's going on, brother?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was just, like, sitting here and stuff. And
the phone rang. So, you got the money you owe me, man.
What's happening, 0000?
Was that you? I'm pretty cool, man. What's going on?
We're doing the show.
Just hanging around. Doing the last show.
Man, way to bring it to a halt, huh?
Yeah. Rock with you. Oh, shit.
Oh,
night. Forgot about that.
Dance night away.
Night.
You know, it's like he went around a curve and didn't even see the curve. He just went straight.
Just done.
Whoa. He could be on with, he could be on the line
six,
with the electric
on.
Company right now. He doesn't know.
0006,
hey,
come
Indiana,
on.
Man. I paid
bring
that
it strong.
Shit,
I think I'm slower here.
Good time.
I see.
Bring it strong, brother. Come on.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call in and say, hey, love the show. Thanks for bringing this strong all these years. It's been great. Fucking love it, man. It's awesome.
I think we have a new category at the last show. It's the DOTJS, the Drunk of the Jamil Show, right? He gets an award.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, brother. Hey, appreciate it, man.
I've only been drinking since, like, 2, but that's, like, what,
2 weeks ago?
3 o'clock over there?
Yeah.
It's, like, 6 in the morning here. That's all right. No, we appreciate it.
Thanks, 0000.
Really
thanks,
thank 000. You, brother.
Cheers, bud.
All right, there you go. 0006. What do you think, Jamil? John? You guys ready to get out?
This is great.
And keep taking
I don't
phone
know.
Calls.
I think we don't want
to
end it. Yeah.
It's tough to do the last the final call, isn't it?
I thought it would be easier. I thought we'd be out of here by 9.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Grodd.
I can't give it up.
Grodd is in the chat from Australia.
Yeah.
And he refuses to call in, and everyone's really bugging him to call in. So maybe if you, Jamil, give
Grodd,
a shout out.
Grodd! Jesus Grodd. Christ!
Grodd.
Call!
Grodd!
I'll pay for the call. What's, what the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, with all due respect, why would you refuse to call in on the being the sole Aussie representative right now?
Yeah. If I don't hear from I'm waiting for somebody from Australia to call.
I mean,
Jesus Christ. If they don't call, you know.
We've got to get Jamil a shirt that says we're huge in Australia. I'm big in Australia.
At least a big in my mind.
Douche
yes.
of the Jamil Show Award.
Yeah, to Grodd?
Yeah.
Shad is nominating Grodd as douche of the Jamil Show.
Instead of drunk?
For not calling in.
Come on.
We got a huge number of Australian listeners. And this is going on in the afternoon.
Right.
Great.
Now, it's Tuesday afternoon. Maybe they need to work, but... Yeah,
we're more important.
People now want to know if you guys are taking drunk of the Jamil Show callers.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Yes,
that's we're a whole new box of
let's do it.
Used condoms.
Box of biscuits, yeah. Right there.
Long as Chad has more beer, I've got more show in me.
There you go.
I'll fight off the Schumanns for it.
He's going to do it. I've got Steve Q from Wyoming. He says he cuddles with John's pictures. Steve Q, what's happening?
Whoa, that's hot.
How you doing?
Hey, that's hot. Thanks, buddy.
What's going on, brother?
Steve!
Oh, not much. I brewed my first Jamil beer last fall, and it placed second in regionals. And
sweet.
Apparently got the best of show category at the Nationals.
There you go, brother.
I don't know
nice work.
Top 10, maybe? I'm not sure.
Wow.
Thanks, Jamil. It was my first pale ale that I brewed without a caramel malt in it. I guess I was brewing amber ales before that. So,
great job,
yeah,
brother.
Thanks for the recipe.
All right. Cheers, Steve
Thanks
Q.
Thanks for sharing that. That's great.
All right.
Congrats.
Cheers, man.
See? Good props, man. Just people telling you... improving their beer, both of you guys, you know.
It's a trip.
It's, John's not going to sleep tonight.
No.
He's going to go home and cry on his wiener. I can see it on his face.
I'll collect the yeast.
John, what are you doing, doubled up and sobbing in your lap?
Just leave me alone!
I'm crying in my wiener!
I'm basking in the afterglow of the show, okay? 3 years! You don't know!
You don't know what...
You don't even know!
You know what it's like!
You don't even
You don't know what it's
know.
Like!
Yeah. You weren't there when we started.
See what you're marrying?
Well, you were, but Jamil was really there. Where's Jamil?
You know what it's like.
Hold me, Jamil.
Here, Anna, put on this mask of Jamil and cradle me and sing Rock-a-bye Johnny.
missionary.
I see John just hammering. Jamil.
Oh, man.
Fucking quit the show on me, will you?
Don't take the mask off. You'll ruin it. I'm just kidding there.
Oh. Missionary.
Oh, man.
Jamil took it from behind. Come on. Bend over.
Oh, no.
This show started out great, and it's ending the same way. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Started out, and ending...
888-401-BEER. I guess we're taking drunk of the Jamil Show calls, and, you know, just anything else you guys wanted to say to the fellas. This is it for the style show. It's it for... They've covered every BJCP style in the guidelines. It was the goal from the beginning.
What about Cannabeer? I haven't seen it in there.
What?
Cannabis.
He hasn't covered that.
Cannabeer.
I think they just approved that one.
Cannabis beer?
Yeah. I think they just approved that recently.
No,
yeah.
That would be under special.
Gordon and I talked. Really?
Yeah.
Tasty is going to work on it.
Beer?
He says he's working on 6 months of styles to be put into BJCP, so you guys come back with more.
Well, I'll tell you this. If the BJCP releases more official styles, if the 2000 whatever or 3000 whatever style guide,
you're here, folks. Okay, here it is.
Mr. Police A and I will
come back.
And we'll handle those styles.
All right then. All right, that's great. That's great.
You know,
Mike. I've got Brulex from Perth, Australia on the phone. He says the dingo ate his grain sack.
Brulex.
Yeah.
From Perth.
You guys about to cross some fucking lines, guys.
JP's my call screener. He's telling me these notes I'm sure aren't true.
You said it.
Brulex,
yeah,
what's happening?
I had a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
How do I hide off flavors in cider?
Good question.
Deep.
The only way you can do it is
you gotta bottom out.
Until it hits bottom. a little bit harder until it sticks there. Then pull out slowly.
Okay.
All right.
And repeat.
Now, were you at the Australian Homebrew Conference, National Homebrew Conference?
No, I would love to, but I had uni then.
Well,
I had money saved and everything, unfortunately.
Goddamn school.
Are you coming again next year?
So, yeah, well, I'm not sure they're doing it next year, but it may be 2 years from now they'll do it. And I'll tell you, if it's 2 years from now and it's the time when my kids can get off school, like August, I'm there. I'm there on my own dime.
Bring them out to school. We'll show them a good time.
That's good that you're there on your own
dime. I don't want you showing my kids a good time. You show me a good time, but my kids
ain't. Me and your kids on a bus.
Yeah, they're
going
on a
outback.
Separate
yeah.
But I'll be there. I love Australia. I love everything about it.
Awesome.
I'll be there.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for a great show.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks for calling.
There you go. There's your Australian call.
That was kind of a weak Australian call.
Oh, I wasn't good enough.
Burn.
Jamil's a perfectionist. You want some. Want some strongness.
Yeah, powerful Australian call. I mean, it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
But he didn't seem like he was drunk.
It was 4 in the afternoon.
Come on.
No excuse.
what are we by 4 in the afternoon? Yeah. We're like, already vomiting and passing out.
We're all asleep on Plissé's nutsack.
Yeah, right? We are. What?
That feels good, by the way.
All right.
JP?
They're nominating Pete the Dink for DOTJW.
Dink!
I agree.
Or S, or whatever that is.
We've not heard from Pete.
What I know, right?
Pete the Dink.
I don't care who they're nominating. Jamil hasn't heard him.
All right.
So.
And if I don't care.
Go submit your application.
Fuck it.
All right. Is that it, fellas? You want to take more? You want to take DOTJS's?
DOTJS?
Grodd's not calling in. He's all upset. Right. Everyone's hammering him.
Why don't we let you guys get out of here, huh? Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
Just let it go.
Oh, we got a new phone call.
Early morning.
Nope.
Yesterday.
All right. Sorry, caller. It's early morning. I think it's Pete, too.
Just again.
It's up before the dawn.
I just want to say thanks to both of you.
We got to do the montage.
I will. How about we do this out and the montage will follow? All right?
All right. Thank you.
But from me to you guys, thanks very much. You've put in a lot of hard work. Jamil's never missed a show.
Yes, I have. John's never missed a show. Doc stood in for me 2 shows. Whitbeer and Oktoberfest.
Well, I guess what I mean to say is you had a schedule that you put out when the show's supposed to come out on that date.
Yep.
And no matter what happened between the two of you, the show always got put out. Right?
Damn tootin'. That fucking Shunday show.
Not like the Shunday show.
You guys always put out.
You guys always put out. Now, if you look back at the whole Jamil schedule, there was always a show recorded on schedule. It happened live on schedule all the time. So you guys, you've really done a great service to the Brewing Network and to the brewing community. And again, I said it before, but really, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you both. You guys have done just an amazing job. I couldn't think of 2 people that would have done better. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Except
thank you.
McDowell, Chad.
Brew Strong.
Schumann.
Hey.
You.
Yeah, listen Howdy to fucking Brew Strong. Come on. Don't leave me hanging here. I got another Howdy show going. Brew Strong, please.
Hey.
You know, every other Monday, Howdy it's the same goddamn thing. I'm just a different John. Please.
Howdy, hey.
Jump in. Bruce Strong, every other Monday. Listen to that show.
Hey.
Please say, don't be a stranger, huh, buddy?
Not at all.
All right. We'll see you guys.
See ya.
It's your show. Take it out.
Hey, howdy, hey, brothers and brothers, brothers and sisters. My name is Jamil Dainitev. How are you? I like to brew beer. I do brewing classic styles, and I do this little book. I like to brew lots of beer, and I won a cider gold medal, and I'm really, really fabulous. And I just want to say thanks to all of you that I love you this very much, and this is so good. And I just want to say that that's such a wonderful experience, and I just want to say thank you so much. And I'm going to go really go to the street, and I'm going to celebrate.
There you go. The true feelings of John Plissé.
Our sponsor. Northern Brewer.
Yeah.
Northernbrewer.com.
If you get a chance, the people who made this whole thing possible is northernbrewer.com. So go to their site and let them know that you heard all this. fun, serious, and possibly helpful information, all benefited by northernbrewer.com. Let them know you heard it here and that you're supporting them because they supported us. And, you know, the fact that you enjoyed this is all partially due to them. So brew strong and keep ordering and order from northernbrewer.com.
You support the B-End? Make the donation, buy shirts, buy glasses. What else you got in there? You got books, Palmers, you got great podcasts, Brew Strong. I mean, keep supporting Brew Network and lube. Keeping this, and lots of lube. You're going to be okay.
Thank you very much, guys. You're awesome.